who's pretty favorable when talking about players.
Yeah.
Teddy Bruschi started to get on Carson Wentz and said, defenses, no. Just put him under pressure, and at some point he will give the game away. And that Sunday, like clockwork, right on schedule, he gets pressured in his own end zone, and he just kind of floats a pop-up, gets picked, walk into the end zone, and they lose. He literally gave the game away, just as Bruschi forecasted. And so, again, he doesn't trust himself under pressure. He's got a very impressive physique and a big ol' arm, and it really doesn't matter because he's not that good of a quarterback.
Carson Wentz throwing an interception was more on time than the orange line for the NBTA. That
we're on fire with these.
Like, I'm not sorry. Like, that was clearly what Eagle fans got so frustrated with in Philadelphia towards the end of his tenure there. That was it right there. And now I'm supposed to believe, well, he's with the Commanders now, so he should play a lot better. He's gonna do wondrous things. Really? So when he plays the Eagles twice a year, and he goes back to Philadelphia, and he's gonna be reminded of exactly what he is and what he's always been, with the exception of 2017, this is gonna be comedy. It is going to be comical when the Redskins play the Cowboys. And the fact that we're talking about this now and training camp is like a month away, it's getting me fired up for football. Like, come on. Like, I want to see guys hit. I want to see, like, storylines be written like the Commanders, no chance in the NFC East this year. The Cowboys, they have a chance, but they will perpetually choke in the playoffs. The Giants, well, I mean, the Giants. This is what I want to see. Because at this point, I'm like, why are we wasting our time discussing a team that we know that is not going anywhere with Daniel Jones? Why are we wasting our time? Why is the Commanders wasting their time even taking a flyer on Carson Wentz?
And gave up a draft pick.
You gave up a draft pick for that? For a bag of potato sacks? That's what you did? Congratulations.
Even if you got
5-12, miss the playoffs, you get what you deserve.
And so even if you got him on Truth Serum and they said, hey, we did this because we're tanking, I would say, you're still stupid because you didn't have to give up the draft.
Exactly.
So it makes no sense. They are third, and when they go to Philadelphia and play at the Link, what I want to see is turn the volume on the broadcasters down, hot up the crowd noise, because Carson Wentz is going to – they're going to give him the business.
Oh,
and I can't wait for that. That's going to be delicious. And then at number two, you know –
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Ross Langer.
A very hearty welcome to you and a beautiful evening. I'll tell you what, for those folks who say, well, how about going to the game? It's so hot. Well, not yet. It's really beautiful. It was last night. In fact, we had a rain delay last night, and the game time temp last night was 79. And there does not appear to be any rain threatening this one. Mostly clear skies, some clouds off in the distance, and they may gather. But for now, everything looks good. And speaking of looking good with these relatively mild temperatures, the Aviators are now going for their fifth consecutive win. They won the last two games in that road trip in El Paso, and they've won the first two during this home series against the Rockies AAA team, the Albuquerque Isotopes. Las Vegas won the first game 9-5, which broke Albuquerque's seven-game win streak. Then yesterday looked like Las Vegas was going to cruise. They took an 8-4 lead into the ninth inning. But all of a sudden, the Isotopes got three quick runs on a one-out, bases-loaded, three-run double by former Aviator Carlos Perez. And that made it 8-7. Then relief pitcher Garrett Acton hit Alan Trejo and Coco Montes back-to-back to load it up. Up came Jonathan Morales, and he had a pop-up just a few feet in front of home plate, slightly on the first base side. The wind was blowing, which made it tricky. First baseman Dermis Garcia came down the line to try to make the catch. The umpires, feeling that the catch could be made with ordinary effort, called for the infield fly rule, meaning that Morales was automatically out, but any of the three runners could advance on their own risk. Well, Garcia lunged for the ball and couldn't make the catch, and it went off his glove and fell to the grass. So that should have been it. Two outs, bases loaded, right? Wrong. Carlos Perez made a base running mistake. When he saw the ball fall, he thought, oh, wait a minute, it's a force play. I've got to try to score. He did not have to try to score. Nothing obligated him to try to score because it was the infield fly rule. But he ran, and when the Aviators saw him running to the plate, they said, okay, we'll make that play. So Acton picked the ball up, got it to Austin Allen, who tagged Perez out, and that's how the game ended. It ended with the most bizarre sort of 3-1-2 double play, and it is in the books as officially a double play. You can imagine. I was talking with Fran Reardon about this today, and we sort of joke like, yeah, the Aviators been working on that play since spring training. Not. That's just a play that I've never seen, Fran has never seen. None of the coaches indicated they've ever seen anything like that, especially to end a ball game. So the Aviators were fortunate in that sense, and Albuquerque had other issues running the bases also. Wynton Bernard, one of the faster people in the league, was at second base with one out in the third inning and somehow didn't score on Ryan Vallade's double off the left field wall. That cost them a run. And then Morales singled off the left field wall. When if he busted it out of the box, he might have had a double. And if he had a double, he might very well have scored on the D.J. Peterson single, which came right after that. But they did not score there either. So the Aviators did what they had to do to win, to their credit, especially on offense. But they were fortunate that the Isotopes in many ways beat themselves. So this is game three of a six-game series. The matchup tonight, righty Parker Dungey, who pitched admirably but did not get a win in his last start in El Paso. He's 1-6 with a 7.23 ERA. Very hungry for win. Hasn't won since early May when he beat Sacramento with a gem. And Albuquerque counters with Dominican right-hander Jose Ureña, who's 0-1. His ERA is over 11, and he gets the start tonight for Albuquerque as they try to get their first win in the series. Our pregame guest is the very highly regarded voice of the Albuquerque Isotopes. Has an interesting background. Josh Souchon spent 10 years as a reporter with the Oakland Tribune. He's written several books. He was part of the Dodgers talk show, Dodger Talk, along with Ken Levine for several years, where he got to rub elbows with guys like Vin Scully and Rick Mundy and people like that. He's got a very interesting background. We'll talk to Josh next, right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burnt end burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Visiting with Albuquerque Isotopes radio voice Josh Souchon. Josh, first of all, got to ask you the obvious question. A decade at the Oakland Tribune, and what was it that inspired you to shift gears and get into something more like this?
It's what I always wanted to do. If I had my choice, I would have done this from day one. You don't always get the job that you want. You get the job that is available to you. And it took me a long time to get to where I wanted to be, but I can't think of a better place I'd rather be than what I'm doing now.
All right. So you spent a lot of years there. And how did you get that break? I know you worked in L.A. for a while, too.
Well, when I was in college, I did writing and broadcasting. My first job out of college was actually broadcasting. But then 10 years at a newspaper, all of my old material was really, really old. So I'm covering the Oakland A's, the Oakland Tribune. And there was multiple times that I did the same thing that you and many other broadcasters did. I went into an empty room with a microphone and a recorder, and I just practiced because I knew that I needed new material, and I wanted that material to be a major league broadcast, not a high school or a college or something from 10 years ago. And that's what I used in order to then start to send it off and to get that next job.
All right. Discuss, if you would, Josh, your time in L.A., working that job when and you had a chance to be around some of the icons of the game, like, for example, Vin Scully.
Yeah, you know, I mostly wanted to leave Vin alone. I didn't want to be this annoying person who got in the way of his preparation. I think that being around Ken Levine, who was my co-host on Dodger Talk, was like a master's class in broadcasting. I learned so much from Ken. Ken's like a second father to me. He's like a broadcasting dad to me. I think that time I was so focused on proving that I'm a professional broadcaster, that I know what I'm doing. And Ken taught me the importance of smiling and having fun and joking around, especially in a format like post-game Dodger Talk, of not taking yourself so serious. And if you make a mistake, laugh at yourself and turn it into a bit. And again, just smiling and not being so, I mean, I think that I was broadcasting like a reporter. I was just trying super, super hard to just get the facts. And then I realized, you still got to get the facts right, but do it with a smile on your face.
Josh Souchon joining us on the pregame show today before today's third game of the series. A little better weather today for the Aviators and the Isotopes. So, Josh, this year has been kind of a roller coaster for you and your team.
Yeah, you know, we were playing well there. We won 7 in a row. And last night's game really hurts. You know, when you lose a game on an infield fly rule, it really hurts. And you know, I like our team as people. I like our coaches. You know, like every AAA team, we always have our challenges. And certainly with the struggles that the Rockies are having in the big leagues, you know, that means you have a lot of turnover. You know, the great thing, though, is that we got more games, you know. And it still hurts when the Topes lose. But I think I've done a better job of just kind of separating that and just realizing I still do something that I absolutely love. And we always got another game.
Good to see you, Josh. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me on, Russ. It's always good to talk to you.
Josh Souchon, our guest, the highly esteemed voice of the Albuquerque Isotopes. I'll be back with the starting lineups coming up next, right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro Refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Greetings, mortals. I am Point Stephanie, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
If you're not sleeping great, I'm not happy. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. And our huge 4th of July sale will help you get great sleep and save money doing it. Save up to $500 on an amazing purple mattress sleep system. If that isn't enough, you can get up to a $300 free instant gift. And if that still isn't enough, get 15% off all purple accessories. Quick delivery and easy financing, too. So get great sleep and make me happy. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Welcome back. The starting lineup for visiting Albuquerque, managed by Warren Schaefer. They're the Rockies' AAA team, 32 wins, 36 defeats. Leading off in right field, Wynton Bernard. Batting second is the catcher, Dom Nunez. Hitting third, first baseman, Carlos Perez. In the cleanup spot, center fielder, Sam Hilliard. Hitting fifth for Albuquerque, the shortstop is Alan Trejo. Batting sixth at third base is Jonathan Morales. In the seventh slot, left fielder, Scott Schebler. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, DJ Peterson. Hitting ninth at second base, Kyle Holder, and on the mound, righty Jose Ureña, 0-1 with 11.70 ERA. That's the pregame show. We'll be back on the other side with the Aviators lineup, and we'll get the ballgame started as well right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Friends, Parker Dungey out of Zionsville, Indiana, near Indianapolis, where he was a three-sport star in high school, baseball, football, basketball, and then went on to Wake Forest and had a good career with the Demon Deacons and then drafted by Oakland in 2017, working his way up. He's spent parts of the last 3 years with the Aviators, and it's been a rough go for him, 1-6. With a 7.23 ERA, there have been a few times out he's pitched well enough to win and hasn't for one reason or another. He battled hard in El Paso last time, looked good for five innings, and the sixth inning they got to him. But here he is in search of win number two. This is his 14th game, his 12th start. Sinker-slider specialist, fastball in there for a strike at 91 miles an hour to Wynton Bernard, and we're underway. We'll have the Aviator lineup for you as we move forward. So Parker Dungey on the hill for the Aviators. And the next one, fastball up and away, one ball and one strike. Dungey, 6 feet tall, 211. So 27 years old is Parker Dungey, seventh-round pick by Oakland in 2017 out of Wake Forest. Slider is outside. Ball two. Two balls and a strike on Winton Bernard. Oh, Bernard, in the ball game last night, had one hit in four at-bats, also walked once and scored a run, and takes up and in, and it's gone from 0-1 to 3-1 now on Winton Bernard. Parker Dungey is 10th in the league in whip, despite the other numbers not being enviable. Ground ball to the hole at short, backhanded by Smith. Long throw to Dermis Garcia in time. Well, Kevin Smith, he's got big shoes to fill at shortstop because there's no Nick Allen, but that was an Allen-esque play right there from deep in the hole at shortstop to get Winton Bernard, who really runs well. Off-balance throw right on target, and as he generally does, Dermis Garcia stretching out to make sure at the other end. Nice play. One out, and the batter is Dom Nunez, the left-handed hitting catcher. And the pitch on the way. Fastball a little bit outside ball one. That's 92 miles an hour. Normally, Dungey is going to top out right around there in terms of velocity. One ball to no strikes on Nunez, who's hitting 206, and the breaking ball down low. It's ball two. Two balls and no strikes to count. Dungey also 10th in the league in opponent's batting average. They're only hitting 262 against him. There's a very high foul behind the plate. Langoliers throws the mask away, angles to his left, and makes the catch as the plate umpire, Steven Jasinski, does a Cirque du Soleil caliber pirouette to avoid the collision with Shea Langoliers. And that's not somebody you want to collide with. Two down. Carlos Perez comes up now. Las Vegas in the field. Dermis Garcia at first. Nate Mondu at second. Kevin Smith at short. Vimal Machin at third. Billy McKinney in left. Luis Barrera in center. Vince Fernandez gets the start in right field. Out in the sun field. The pitch is ball one to Perez at 91 miles an hour. Shea Langoliers catching. Here's another case of former battery mates facing each other. Perez caught Dungey in the pass. Here's a strike, a fastball at 90. It's 1-1. Carlos Perez, a dozen home runs to lead the team. He's hitting 254. A breaking ball is outside, took something off. Two balls and a strike. Dungey basically sinkers and sliders. He's got a changeup. He's got a curveball that'll get up there 71, 72, 73. Pitches outside. It's now 3-1 on Carlos Perez. So Dungey gets two quick outs, and now Perez up with a three-ball, one-strike count. It was Perez, remember, made the base-running mistake that ended the game last night on the infield fly rule. Tough way for Albuquerque to lose that game. Here's the 3-1 on the way from Dungey. Fastball foul back. He was ready for that fastball and got a good swing on it. Perez, 37 RBIs, which is second on the team, and he leads the team with 14 doubles. Here's the 3-2. Dungey turns and throws. Up and in. That's ball four. Fastball at 91. And that's it. Two-out walk extends the inning for Sam Hilliard. The other umpires, I mentioned the plate ump, Steven Jasinski. First base ump, Aaron Higgins. And the third base ump, Reed Bassner. But because of the fact that there's a runner on first, Bassner is nowhere near third base. He's on the grass to the right of second in case there's a play at second base. Here is Sam Hilliard, who played in Game 1 but did not play last night. He's only been here for three games since he joined the team. There's an off-speed pitch, that curveball that missed at 75 miles an hour, ball 1-1-0. Hilliard, 3 for 10 as an isotope this year with two RBIs. Big left-handed batter. And the pitch. Fastball, swung on a miss. He challenged him. 91 miles an hour and zipped it right in there. One ball and one strike on Sam Hilliard. Oh, Albuquerque came in with a seven-game winning streak, but the Aviators have won the first two, and the Aviators have now won four in a row. Hilliard takes a pitch just inside. Ball two, two balls and one strike is the count. And Las Vegas is in first place in the Western Division of the PCL. Here's a 2-1 to Hilliard. Dungey kicks. Here he comes. That good hard sinker swung on and missed. 2-2 to count on Hilliard. So Sam Hilliard, now he's a familiar name because he's been around the PCL for parts of a few years now. Big guy, 6'5", 236, 20 years old from Mansfield, Texas. Been up and down between Albuquerque and Colorado quite a bit. Line drive off Dungey. It deflects over to Machin, who flips it to short, and that's it. That is one of your more bizarre force plays, but Dungey, as he walks off, appears to be okay. The ball caromed off his leg, grabbed by Machin. It's a 1-5-6 on the force play, and Machin, Johnny on the spot to get that deflected ground ball off the line drive off the leg of Dungey. For Albuquerque in the first, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. After half an inning, Albuquerque nothing. And Las Vegas against Jose Ureña coming up.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no other fees at all, and we do not compound our interest like some of the other online lending scammers.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day, and if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
So a $100 loan for the same 10-day time frame would only cost $5.50 in interest?
Yes, sir, with no other fees at all, just interest for how long you keep the loan out. It's way cheaper than a bounce check, huh?
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, our contracts are crystal clear, and you always know exactly what you're getting into.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Welcome on back, friends. The Las Vegas lineup. Coming up now, the Aviators are the Oakland Athletics AAA team, and our manager, Fran Reardon. They're 39-28, and they are in first place in the PCL West. Leading off in center field, Luis Barrera. Batting second, third baseman, Vimel Machin. Hitting clean, the third spot, the catcher, that's Shea Langelier. The cleanup hitter is left fielder Billy McKinney. Hitting fifth, the designated hitter for Las Vegas, Austin Allen. In the sixth spot, first baseman, Dermis Garcia. Barrera swings and misses at a fastball, staggers out of the box, 97 miles an hour. Strike one. Batting seventh and right for Las Vegas, Vince Fernandez. And rounding out the order, hitting eighth at short, Kevin Smith. And batting ninth at second base, Nate Mondu. There's a chopper to second, right at Kyle Holder. He gloves and throws and gets Barrera. Though Luis came in at 286. And he grounds out with one out. The batter is Vimel Machin now. Barrera. Rare feat yesterday. Two triples in one game. He's 0-for-1 in this game. No score, bottom of the first, and Vimel Machin comes up. Jose Ureña. You ready for this? Jose Miguel Ureña Rodriguez. There you go. 30 years old. Big league time of the Marlins and the Tigers, and now pitching in the Rockies organization. Here's the pitch. Machin takes a fastball to crowds him inside at 97 miles an hour. Ball one, 1-0. Machin among the regulars, leading hitter at 326. Ureña delivers. And another fastball foul back, challenging him with us at mid to upper 90s heat, and it's quickly 0-2. Ureña made only three starts since joining Albuquerque, 0-1. 10 innings, 21 hits, walked 7, struck out 9. So far they've hit him hard, the league hitting 438 against him. Machin waiting on the 1-1 now. There's a little bounding ball to second. Holder has to charge this one. Scoops and underhands to Perez. And there are two quick outs on ground balls to second baseman Kyle Holder in the Las Vegas first inning. And Shea Langeliers comes up. Checking Albuquerque's defense as Finn the Bat Dog goes to work, fetching that bat, taking to the first base dugout. Carlos Perez at first, Kyle Holder at second, Alan Trejo at short, Jonathan Morales at third. Scott Schebler in left, Sam Hilliard is in center, Winton Bernard in right, Dom Nunez catching for Jose Urania. Fastball, little inside, ball one at 97 to Shea Langeliers. Shea hitting 273, he's got a dozen home runs. Last one he hit was in El Paso a few days ago. Urania rocks and kicks, and here he comes. Fastball, that's below the knees at 97. Ball two, 2-0. Langeliers 33 RBIs. Waiting now, right-handed batter out of Keller, Texas. Open stance, former Atlanta property. Takes a pitch a little inside again. It's 3-0. Urania grew up in the Dominican Republic. The Marlins signed him back in 09, and he made a rise through their system. Fastball a little high, four-pitch walk to Langeliers. So Shea makes four straight balls, takes his base, and the batter Billy McKinney now. Urania pitched well at basically every level, A ball, double A, and then he got to triple A. In 2015, the Marlins AAA team at that time was in the Pacific Coast League. They were the New Orleans Zephyrs. Got called up to replace David Phelps for the Marlins on the staff as McKinney takes a fastball that missed for ball one, 1-0. McKinney, 322, five homers and 21 batted in, left-handed batter. Langeliers walking now. In the seventh straight game, he's walked in, and that time he didn't get a pitch to swing at. There's the 1-0 to McKinney. Fastball, that's a little below the knees. Ball two, 2-0. Anyway, in 2016, Urania split time for the Marlins between starting and pitching out of the bullpen. Numbers were not enviable, 4-9 with an ERA over 6. In the following year, he was a whole lot better. 2017, 14-7 with a 3.82 ERA. There's an off-speed pitch for a strike, and it's 2-1 now. Urania was named the Marlins' opening day starter for 2018. In opening day against the Cubs, he did not fare well. He gave up a home run by Ian Happ on the first pitch he threw. Two balls and a strike to Billy McKinney. The pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner at 89. 2-2 is the count. He allowed five runs altogether in four innings plus. Marlins lost the game 8-4. Then he hurt his shoulder about midway through the year. Here is the 2-2 pitch to McKinney. Big chopper over the head of Perez in the right for a base hit. Around second is Langeliers. He'll take third as Bernard fires it in. And on the base hit by McKinney, the Aviators have runners at the corners with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Big chopper. Batter Austin Allen now. Anyway, any description of Jose Urania would not be complete without telling you what happened on August 15th, 2018. He was ejected from a game against Atlanta after hitting Ronald Acuna Jr. on the elbow with the first pitch of the game, which led to a bench-clearing brawl between the Braves and the Marlins. Acuna had hit a home run in his previous five games. Before doing that, Urania got a six-game suspension for his role in the altercation. Here's Austin Allen. He takes low ball one. 1-0. In his next start, he threw a complete game against Washington and threw a two-hitter. But he's finished strong in 2018, into the season 6-0 in his last seven starts, then ERA under two. Allen hits a line drive into right center for a base hit. That's in the gap. Langeliers scores, over to get it is Hilliard. McKinney being held at third on a long RBI single by Austin Allen. It is 1-0 Aviators in the bottom of the first inning. Allen had a single, double, and a home run yesterday. Came in hitting 301. A hard base hit. That's his 17th RBI. And Allen is doing what we all knew he could do. Starting to heat up in a big way. Everything happening here with two outs. And a batter, Dermis Garcia. Runners at the corners, two down. Urania delivers. Garcia takes outside ball one at 98 miles an hour. Garcia opened the game on the bench yesterday, but he was right smack dab in the middle of everything by the time the game ended. Number one, he hit a huge pinch hit three-run home run in the sixth inning while hitting for Dalton Kelly. Throw to first base and Allen is back in there. And that turned the game around. That broke the 4-4 tie and helped propel the Aviators onto the win 8-7. Then he was involved in the last play of the game where he's unable to catch Morales' pop fly. There's a ball ripped up the third base side, foul, just foul. Two near misses. Number one, the ball was nearly fair. The number two, that could have skinned Billy McKinney's kneecaps. Very little time to react to a ball like that. It's 90 feet from home plate to third base, and with McKinney's lead, he's more like 75 feet away. 1-1. Garcia hitting 257 with six homers, including the one last night, 22 batted in. There's strike two to Garcia, 1-2. Urania looking in. McKinney at third, Allen at first. Two outs, bottom of the first. The pitch. Ground ball to third. Grabbed there by Morales. He goes the short way to Holder for the force out on Austin Allen. It's a 5-4 fielder's choice. And the Aviators are finished in the first. They do get a run on a two-out rally. Two base hits. No errors. Two left. And at the end of one, Las Vegas one. Albuquerque nothing.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with Kavir sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape. At visitmesquite.com.
Welcome back, friends. All right, Russ Langer here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Top of the second, 1-0 Aviators. And Parker Dungey working to Alan Trejo. And the pitch is a strike on one, 89 miles an hour to Trejo. 0-1. Trejo, 2 out of 8 in the series, hitting 228 in 20 games. 3 homers and 15 batted in. He chases an outside pitch, and the count is 0-2. Right-handed hitting Alan Trejo, T-R-E-J-O. From Los Angeles, drafted in 2017. Isotopes with their cherry red tops and the gray road pants with the dark piping down the sides. Snow whites for the Aviators in this one. Here's the 0-2, and it's a little high. Fastball at 91. One ball and two strikes, the count. Trejo followed by Jonathan Morales and then left fielder Scott Schebler in the top of the second. Breaking ball, lifted foul back out of play. One ball and two strikes to count. Parker Dungey made some decent starts early. Didn't get a lot of run support. Then in early May, when the team was in Sacramento, he threw not only his best game, one of the best games that any Aviator starter has thrown this year. A one-hit shutout over six innings. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2 now. He retired 18 of 20 hitters. And induced very little solid contact. Barker trying since then to get that elusive second win. Here's the 2-2. High drive into deep center. Barrera racing back, looking up at the wall. Then this one's out of here. The game is tied on a home run by Alan Trejo, who's only hitting 228, but that is his fourth home run of the season. Hit it to center just to the left of the 415 sign. When the batter's third baseman, Jonathan Morales. Dungey given up his share of long balls. 13th he's given up in 57 innings. The majority of them have been solo homers. So the game is tied at one, and here is Morales and the pitch. Fastball foul back, strike one, 0-1. Morales hitting 321, three homers and 18 batted in. Scott Schebler, the on-deck hitter. Dungey reading the signs of Langoliers. Now here he comes with the 0-1. There's that curveball swung on and missed, a one-handed cut. Morales staggering out of the box. Dungey has that pitch working. He has some command of that curve, which came in that time at 73 miles an hour. Can be effective because you can really give the hitter something else to think about. Here's the 0-2. He threw it again. This time he bounced it at 76 miles an hour. 1-2. Light breeze blowing out to right. Shadows have covered the entire field. In this third game at a six-game homestand, all with Albuquerque. $2 beer night tonight. The 1-2. He swings at a high fastball, tops it foul to the right of the plate near the on-deck circle. 1-2 on Jonathan Morales. Hash House to go scoreboard. We'll get you updated there. We will also get tonight's Ted Wiens trivia question in your direction. This will be a 1-2 pitch. Good off-speed breaking ball swung on and missed, strike three. Dungey gets his first strikeout. Morales out on strikes. He's now 2-for-6 in the series with a home run. And here's a left-handed hitting left fielder, Scott Schebler. Schebler comes in at 250, six homers and 24 batted in. Ground ball to the right of second. Grabbed there by shortstop Kevin Smith, who's playing there because of the shift. He throws his man out. So with one pitch, Schebler rolls out. It's a 6-3 in the books, although he did pull it to the first base side of second, but the shift paid off for the Aviators that time. Two down, and the batter is the designated hitter, D.J. Peterson. Peterson batting in the A slot. Dungey's curveball inside at 72 miles an hour, ball one. Peterson, 258, seven homers, 26 batted in. Did not play in game one. He played yesterday. It was 2-for-4 with a home run. There's a swing and a miss at a slider, 1-1. Peterson was on deck when that bizarre double play ended the game. Infield fly rule, and Carlos Perez ran when he wasn't supposed to. But if Dermis Garcia had caught the ball, Peterson would have batted against Garrett Acton with two outs and the bases loaded. Breaking ball low, 2-1. Dungey studies the signs of Langoliers. Now ready with the 2-1. Down and away. 3-1 on D.J. Peterson. Infield is pretty much straight up, although Mondu is pinching toward the bag. That's ball four. So on five pitches, Peterson draws the second walk allowed by Dungey. And the batter is the left-handed hitting second baseman, Kyle Holder. Holder, who is 6'1", 204, 28 years old from San Diego, was in the Yankee organization at AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre last year. And a pitch down and in, and it gets away from Langoliers. So down to second goes Peterson. Ball one to Kyle Holder. Holder hitting 205, two homers and 10 batted in. Didn't play yesterday in game one. He was 0-for-2 with a walk. It's 1-0. Holder Kyle Holden, left-handed batter. Dungy, a stretch, a look back at Peterson. And the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Don't have a ruling yet on the pitch that got away. We'll tell you as soon as we hear. Here's the 1-1. And that off-speed pitch came in a little low. He checked his swing, ball two. Two balls and a strike on Kyle Holder. 1-1 tie. We're in the top of inning number two. Parker Dungy looking to pitch the Aviators to their fifth straight win and third straight in this series. Here's the look. And the 2-1, Holder is hit by the pitch. He's hit on the, I believe, on the forearm. So he's going to go take his base. Runners at first and second now. Apparently it was a wild pitch that got Peterson to second. Holder hit by the pitch on the forearm, the right forearm. And Wynton Bernard will come up now. The third man that Dungy has hit this year. So now, Peterson at second, Holder at first. And here's Bernard. Bernard was robbed of a hit to open the game. The super play by Las Vegas shortstop Kevin Smith, who went way to his right, deep in the hole to grab it, made an off-balance throw with some steam on it to Dermis Garcia. Bernard waiting in the pitch. That's a little high. Ball one. 1-0. Bernard, overall, the top offensive threat on this Albuquerque team. 332 coming in, 10 homers, 40 RBIs, 13 doubles, 4 triples. There's a high foul back into the plate, a fastball, 1-1. And 14 steals, including one last night. Only been caught once. 1-1. Bernard has been around. He's 31. He's from San Diego also. 6'2", 195. Dungy collects the sign of Langoliers. A backward glance at Peterson. Now he comes to Bernard. And that slider is swung on and missed. Good pitch at 86 with some good running action away from the right-handed hitting Wynton Bernard. It's one ball and two strikes. Bernard wearing number 7 waiting. Dungy checks the runners again and the pitch. That's lifted foul to the right, back out of play. Still one ball and two strikes. The Aviators scored on the bottom of the first against Jose Urania. One with two outs. Shea Langelier's walk took third on a ground ball single to right by Billy McKinney and scored on Austin Allen's single. And Albuquerque just got even on the home run by Trejo. And they've got two on with two out. Here's another 1-2. Nope, time called. Bernard out of the batter's box. Does some fidgeting with the batting gloves. One ball and two strikes. Dungy looking in hard at Langoliers. The outfield straightaway not terribly deep. And the next pitch. Line down the left field line, but it's hooking foul. And it trickles into fair territory. Billy McKinney will go run it down. Still a ball and two strikes. PCL standings entering tonight in the West. Las Vegas in first place looking for their fifth straight win. They've been especially good at home lately. Overall, Reno in second place, 3.5 out. Salt Lake, 7.5 out. Sacramento, 11.5 out. Tacoma, 12 games out. Bernard chases a low changeup at 82 and misses it. Strike three, good pitch. Second strikeout for Dungy, and he's out of the inning. Albuquerque ties it on the Alan Trejo home run. One run, one hit. No errors, two left, and at the end of an inning and a half, Las Vegas and Albuquerque are tied at one.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we go to the bottom of the second. Thanks for joining us. Russ Langer here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Gorgeous evening. Nice crowd. And we expect huge crowd tomorrow and Saturday for sure. Tell you more about that. Now in a 1-1 tie, here's Vince Fernandez leading off the Las Vegas second. It's the bottom of the order. Fernandez, Kevin Smith, and Nate Mondu against Jose Ureña. Pass ball inside at 96. Ball one. 1-0. Fernandez at 291. Six homers, 24 batted in. He came in for defensive purposes in one game, but he's not had an at-bat until now in this series. Pitch is low. It's 2-0. Anyway, talk about Ureña before. It's several years of the Marlins, and, I mean, he did pitch well for them, especially 2017, 18, and 19. But he had shoulder trouble. He had a herniated disc in his back, so getting banged up by the time 2019 rolled around. Pitch is low, 3-0. Signed a one-year deal with Detroit for 2021. The pitch is in for a strike, and it's 3-1. Ureña pitched some decent games for the Tigers, didn't have a lot of run support. Then he was injured again. He's overall, he was 4-8 that year with a 5.81 ERA. That was 2021. Pitch foul back, 3-2. This past March, Ureña signed with the Milwaukee Brewers, but he elected free agency on May 10th, and 3 days later, he signed a deal with the Rockies, and here he is. Here's the 3-2 to Vince Fernandez. That's low. Ball four. Second walk allowed by Ureña. And the batter, Kevin Smith, now. Ureña, basically that mid-upper 90s fastball, a changeup. Kind of a slurvy breaking ball. There's the stretch in the pitch. Smith looks at a strike at 97 miles an hour, 0-1. But he has the straight four-seam fastball and the sinking two-seamer. That slurve is like mid to upper 80s, and the changeup is upper 80s. Here's the 0-1 to Kevin Smith. There's a base hit to left field. Over to pick it up is Schebler. Gets it back in. That's 97 miles an hour, but Smith obviously ready and just pulled the ball through the left side. Third hit for Las Vegas, and the Aviators trying to stir the pot here in the second with two on, nobody out for Nate Mondu. Mondu, in 40 games, has lifted his average to 299. Nate has one home run, which he hit in this series. And he's got 25 runs batted in. Third baseman Morales in on the grass in case of a bunt, but he's not bunting. It's a fly ball down the left field line. Schebler racing in, makes the running catch. Good play by Schebler. The key there, he had a good jump. Oh, Mondu flares one toward the left field line. Schebler runs it down. So Nate's 3-for-7 in the series now. Two on with one out. And here's Luis Pereira, who grounded out to second his first time up. And again, Luis last night, two triples. Hitting .283. This is updated average with three homers, 11 runs batted in. Six doubles and a three triples. And, of course, he spent a chunk of the year in the big leagues in Oakland. He hit .233 while he was up there. And the one home run he hit was a walk-off home run. He's got two walk-off home runs for the Aviators. Big chopper, first base way foul. Gloved by Perez as he goes right by big Jason Hart in the first base coaching box. One strike on Barrera. Eastern Division of the PCL. Oklahoma City Dodgers maintain the best record in the league. 42 up and 26 down. The Aviators will play them in Oklahoma City for a six-game series beginning the 4th of July. Should be, well, if things don't change, it'll be two first-place teams. Here is the 0-1 now on the way. And Barrera misses that pitch. That was an off-speed pitch. Doesn't sound like the words belong in the same sentence. Off-speed pitch at 92 miles an hour. 0-2 on Luis Barrera. Bimal Machin is on deck. Anyway, El Paso's in second place behind Oklahoma City in the East. Four back. Round Rock, the Texas Rangers AAA team, is six back. This Albuquerque team, 10 back. And then Sugar Land, 13 back. And, of course, they are the top farm team of the Houston Astros. 0-2 on Luis Barrera. Fernandez at second. Smith at first. One out, bottom of the second. Game tied at one. The pitch. And Luis swings and misses at a pitch down and away at 93 miles an hour. That's the first strikeout for Jose Ureña. Barrera's 0 for 2, and the batter, Vimal Machin. Vimal, even though he grounded out the first time, is having yet another good series. He's had several good series in a row. Very productive. And he and Sheldon Noisy were the noisiest ones on that road trip to Sugar Land and El Paso. Machin is 4-for-9 in the series despite grounding out first time up. Email 325, three homers and a team best 47. Runs batted in. Two on, two out in the bottom of the second. Ureña off the rubber. Ureña is studying the signs of his catcher, Dom Nunez. Machin fifth in the league with that RBI total. Though now it looks like Ureña and Nunez, the catcher, are having trouble getting together on the signs. Though this will happen often with a runner at second base, which is the case now. Shortstop Trejo comes running in also to join Nunez and Ureña at the mound. In the inning, Fernandez walked, Smith singled, Bondu flied out to left in a nice running play by Scott Schebler, and Barrera struck out. Now the home plate umpire, Steven Jasinski, started to go to the mound, and Fran Reardon says something to him. All right. We are all regrouped and ready to go now. 1-1 tie, bottom of the second. Ureña, 32 pitches to this point, 19 strikes. Dungy's pitched two innings, unleashing 46 pitches, 24 strikes. Two on, two out, and the pitch to Machin. And it looked like that slurvy breaking ball. It skipped in there for ball one at 87 miles an hour. Ball one. Fernandez leading away from second. Smith off first. Ureña set at the belt and delivers. High drive to deep left. Schebler going back. Schebler's at the track, and Schebler makes the catch two steps in front of the Chevrolet sign at the wall. Vimal Machin gave it a healthy ride, but Schebler had enough room. And the Aviators' threat is stymied. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. And at the end of two, Las Vegas and Albuquerque are tied at one.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bedliner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Friends, sink your teeth into the new Primal Cravings menu and Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Awaken your primal cravings with a new primal menu with prime rib or the Beyond Raptor Burger. Meals so epic, you might want to roar outside the store. To the third, game tied at one. Parker Dungey deals. High drive to deep right field by Nunez, and that ball is way out of here. One pitch, and boom, Albuquerque takes a 2-1 lead as Dom Nunez tees off on a first pitch fastball in the third inning that came in at 88 miles an hour, left quicker than that. For Dom Nunez, just his second home run of the year in less than 100 at-bats. He fouled out to catcher Shea Langeliers his first time up, but he ambushed that first pitch fastball and out it went. So Albuquerque leads 2-1 on solo home runs by Alan Trejo, leading off the second, and Nunez here in the third. Three hits for the Aviators, two for Albuquerque, both home runs. Pitch up and in, ball one to Perez, who walked his first time up. Albuquerque's connected seven times for home runs now, but they haven't, that hasn't helped them get a win yet. Here's the pitch. That's outside, 2-0. Well, Perez, who walked the first time up, is up now. And we're in the top of the third with nobody on and nobody out and a 2-1 Albuquerque advantage. Pitch missed low. 3-0 on Perez. On deck, Sam Hilliard. Dungey turns and deals the 3-0. High, four-pitch walk. Three walks allowed by Dungey now. He's walked Perez twice. Sam Hilliard, who hit a rocket off, it looked like the leg or the foot area of Dungey. And the ball took a fortuitous Las Vegas bounce, caroming over to Vimal Machin, who fed Kevin Smith at second for the force out. But Hilliard hit it very hard. But for Sam Hilliard, it was just bad luck. Dungey throws. Hilliard takes a breaking ball down and in, ball 1-1-0. American League standings in the East. Yankees with a nice 12.5 game lead over Toronto, 13 over Boston, 14.5 over Tampa Bay. Baltimore 21 back. Here is the 1-0. We'll get some scores for you also. That off-speed pitch is a strike. Good changeup at 81. 1-1 on the left-handed swinging Hilliard. Cleveland and Minnesota in a virtual tie. Only percentage points separate them in the Central. White Sox 4 back. Detroit 12 back. Kansas City 12.5. Hilliard fouls a pitch off near the plate. Ball and two strikes. In the West, Houston leading Texas by 9.5. Angels by 10.5, Seattle by 12, Oakland by 21. National League East, the Mets lead Atlanta by 4, but the Braves have been hot. Phillies, 8.5 out. Marlins, 11.5 out. Washington, 20.5 out in the Eastern Division of the National League. The 1-2, Hilliard swings and misses at an off-speed pitch at 76 miles an hour. Dungey collects his third strikeout. Hilliard's 0 for 2. And the batter, Trejo, who opened up the second with a home run to center. In the Central, Milwaukee was in first place for much of the first couple of months, but now they've got company. St. Louis has tied them. Both teams are 40-32, sharing first place in the National League Central. Pittsburgh's 9.5 out. There's a strike, 0-1 to Trejo. Cubs are 13 out, Reds 15.5. Reds have lost 7 straight. In the West, the Dodgers lead San Diego by half a game. Giants 5.5 out. Then it's Arizona 12.5 out. Rockies 14 behind. Pitch outside, 1-1. Ball and a strike. Dungy, a chest-high set. And the pitch to Trejo. He swings and fouls that one back. One ball and two strikes the count. Hashhouse will go scores into big leagues. Eighth inning on the south side of Chicago. Baltimore leads the White Sox 3-0. Fifth inning, San Diego won the Phillies 0. Marlins beat the Rockies 3-2. Atlanta defeated the Giants 7-6. Trejo went around on a pitch that was not in the strike zone, looked to be up, but on the appeal, Aaron Higgins at first hit, he swung. Back-to-back strikeouts after the walk to Perez. Hilliard and Trejo go down on strikes. It's 4 strikeouts for Dungy. Perez at first, 2 outs for Jonathan Morales, who struck out swinging his first time up. Top of the third, 2-1, in favor of the visiting Albuquerque Isotopes. Pitches a strike, 0-1. Anyway, I mentioned the Marlins beat the Rockies 3-2 and Braves over the Giants 7-6. The Dodgers earlier today beat the Reds 10-5. Clayton Kershaw, his fifth win. Here's the 0-1 now to Morales, and he fouls one off to the right, and that's going to the upper deck. Hello. 0-2. In Pittsburgh, it took 10, and the Pirates got by the Cubs 8-7. Twins blank Cleveland 1-0. Brewers beat the Cardinals 6-4, and Seattle beat Oakland 2-1. Paul Sewald, a native of Las Vegas, got the save for Seattle. The A's, though, really gave that one away with what happened in the ninth inning. Pitch foul back, 0-2. And the Yankees prevailed over Houston 7-6. Here's the look, and the 0-2. Ground ball to third. Right there's Machin. He gobbles it up and fires it over to Mondu for the force out. On the runner from first, Carlos Perez. It's a 5-4 fielder's choice. In the Albuquerque third, one run on the home run by Dom Nunez. One hit, no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of 2.5 innings of playing, game 3 of the series. Albuquerque 2, the Aviators 1.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
We go to the bottom of the third. Albuquerque leads 2-1. Las Vegas won the first game of the series on Tuesday night 9-5. They held on to win yesterday 8-7 in a rather entertaining fashion. And now the bottom of the third, the 3-4 and 5 Aviators come up against the hard-throwing righty Jose Urena of Albuquerque, starting with Shea Langeliers. Langeliers takes low ball one. One ball and no strikes on the Aviators' home run leader, Shea Langeliers. Shea had gone about a month without hitting one, but he hit his 12th in El Paso. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. Billy McKinney on deck. Langeliers tips that pitch into the mid of Nunez at 86 miles an hour. 1-2. I was talking about the Oakland game against Seattle. About as tough a way to lose as you can imagine. Here's the 1-2 now. And that fastball is swung on and tipped into the mid of Nunez. Strike three. So it's 97-mile-an-hour heat. Guess Langeliers' second strikeout for Urena. Langeliers had walked and scored in the first. Here's McKinney. He hit a chopper over the head of first baseman Carlos Perez for a single, which helped set up the Aviator run in the first inning. Anyway, simply put, the Mariners' 2-1 win today over Oakland was a nonstop grind. Here's the pitch. McKinney hits a bounding ball right at Holder at second base. He has a nice convenient hop, slings it over to first. Two quick outs in the bottom of the third. McKinney now 1-for-2. Austin Allen got a first pitch fastball and whacked it into right center for an RBI single, scoring Langeliers. Anyway, Seattle did not get their first hit off Oakland starter Frankie Montas today until the eighth inning. Then they pulled off the comeback by scoring two runs on, of all things, three walks and two wild pitches. Pitch is low ball one. It all happened in the top of the ninth. So Seattle came away with a series sweep. Allen takes an off-speed pitch low. Ball two. 2-0. Bases empty, two gone in the bottom of the third. Allen hits a ground ball to the right side. A nice backhand play by Perez, who flips to Urena covering for the 3-1 putout. Carlos Perez, a catcher playing first, made a nice play going to his right on that ground ball. Hit by Austin Allen. And the Aviators, on a strikeout and two ground balls, are finished in the bottom of inning number three. After three complete, the score. It is Albuquerque 2 and the Aviators 1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back, friends. Top of the fourth, 2-1 Albuquerque. Nice crowd here. Parker Dungey delivers to Scott Schebler, who swings and fouls it back, strike one. Schebler grounded out to the shortstop, Smith, his first time up. So he's 0-for-1. Bottom of the order, Schebler, DJ Peterson, and Kyle Holder. We welcome Matt Neverett back to our microphones. Here is the 0-1 now from Dungey. That fastball's up and in. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Early going here. Barely close. Game one was close until late. Yesterday was not close until late, really. Pitch up and away.
Yeah, Aviators have played in just a ton of close games this year. It is both a good and a bad thing that that's been the case, but they are battle-tested, if nothing else.
Yeah, pitches outside to Schebler, 3-1.
We'll say this is a huge inning for how the rest of the outing for Parker Dungey will go. Need to stop the bleeding. He's given up a single run in the second, third. Can't let him build that picket fence.
3-1, that's outside. So Dungey walks Schebler. That's his fourth walk. Dungey throwing a lot of pitches early in this game. He's walked four and struck out four in three innings plus and has unleashed 68 pitches already, 36 strikes. But here's Peterson, who walked his first time up. And Dungey, we've talked about this repeatedly, but whether you've heard it before or not, he's got to get ground balls to be successful. He's got three ground outs so far in this game. He needs more than that. There's a strike, 0-1 on DJ Peterson.
And tonight, now the third time this season that he's walked four batters, he hasn't made it through the fifth in either of his two prior outings. So needing to turn it around, the ground ball double play here would be just what the doctor ordered.
Peterson waiting in the pitch. He swings in an off-speed pitch up and away. Good pitch. 0-2, got him to chase it. Two-strike stretch by Dungey. Schebler off first, a short lead. There's a high foul outside third. Machin on the grass, Machin on the dirt. Machin backpedals back to the grass and reaches back over his head. The wind played some tricks with that thing, but Vimal stayed with it. And Warren Schaefer, I mean, you know, generally you like to be in the coaching box, and it's customary for whoever's coaching third to not be in the box, but, I mean, Schaefer, he's down there by the tarp. Anyway, there's one out, and the batter is Kyle Holder.
It's one of those instances where you try to get out of the way, and you find yourself even more in the way with the effort.
Here's Holder, hit by a pitch his first time up. It's a drive into center. Barrera's right there, and Luis picks it off with a shoulder-high grab. A one pitch takes care of Holder. Two down, and the batter, Winton Bernard. You know, friends, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Bernard grounded out to the hole at short, and a splendid play by Las Vegas shortstop Kevin Smith to open the game. Benny struck out swinging. The runner goes. He's got all kinds of a jump. Langeliers throws the ball into center field, but picking it up quickly is Barrera, and Schebler has to stay there. Schebler had an amazing jump, and Langeliers, I mean, yeah, he made a bad throw, but any kind of a throw, there's no way he's going to get him with a jump like that.
Yeah, Schebler with his third stolen base of the year. He's a guy that can fly, though. He's got five triples as well. He is an aggressive base runner, and when he turns on the jets, hard to throw out, especially with, like you mentioned, one of the best jumps you'll ever have.
2-1 Albuquerque in the fourth, and Isotopes hungry for a win, especially after where they dropped the ball game here last night. Breaking ball low, one ball to one strike with some highly questionable base running, and it wasn't just Carlos Perez either. He wasn't the only guilty party. One ball and one strike to count. Dungey, backward glance at Schebler. Now he uncoils and deals, and that one is a strike at the knees. Good pitch at 90 miles an hour. 1-2.
That's a tough one for any right-handed batter. Even the very skilled Winton Bernard to reach across the plate and do anything with it. Parker Dungey needs an efficient inning here. Got to go right after Bernard. Would likely get him a shot here in the fifth inning, at least to start the inning.
Here's the 1-2 to Bernard, hitting 328. Fly ball to left field. McKinney moves in and goes into a dive and makes the catch. McKinney initially did not get a good read on it. It's twilight here, and I'm sure that had something to do with it. The ball might have been in the lights, but whatever it was, McKinney hesitated, then saw that the ball was sinking quickly, came in and did what he had to do, and he just saved a run. No runs, no hits, no errors. A man left at second. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Albuquerque 2, the Aviators 1.
Download the Z4. All the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours. Truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
All right, go to the bottom of the fourth, 2-1 Albuquerque. Jose Ureña delivers. And the first pitch, breaking ball, swung on a missed. Dermis Garcia, strike one. Garcia ended the first inning by rolling into a fielder's choice, a force play that went 5-4. Vince Fernandez next, then Kevin Smith, the number eight hitter. That one is a little outside at 88. 1-1 on Dermis Garcia, former Yankee property. Game four of the series tomorrow night at 7:05. Two righties will oppose each other here. We hope you'll join us. We have great crowds. Pitch is low. 2-1 on Garcia. Colin Wiles, who beat El Paso in his last start with a strong six-inning performance. 4-5. Going to take on righty Riley Smith, who's 2-1 for Albuquerque. That's tomorrow night. There's ball three. 96-mile-an-hour fastball missed. 3-1 on Dermis Garcia. And a pitch. And he tried to uppercut that pitch and missed it. Not sure it was a strike, but Dermis trying to be aggressive, so the count is 3-2 now, with nobody on base and nobody out of the home half of the fourth inning. Ureña, long check of Nunez, now set, here he comes. That fastball is up and in at 96. That's the third walk issued by Ureña. The tying run is on for Las Vegas, and the batter is Vince Fernandez.
A lot of base runners on all night. For Parker Dungey, that's been one of his main issues this year, is having those runners on base and just traffic in general behind him. That's the seventh walk combined between Arena and Dungey, a game that's featured a ton of runners. Kind of surprising almost at this point that we featured only three combined runs.
Here's Fernandez. He hits a line drive base into right field on a first pitch fastball. The ball picked up by Bernard, who fires it in towards second. And Garcia's on the base. Though Fernandez ambushed that first pitch fastball at 97 miles an hour. The Aviators are in the same situation they were in the second inning. Two on, nobody out. But in the second, Ureña got the next three men out. We'll see how he does now. Kevin Smith banged a single to left field. He got a fastball at 96, and he singled, and he's up again. Kevin's updated average, 243. But it's a hard 243. He's hit some balls hard that have been caught. Here's the pitch. That's a little low. Ball one. 1-0.
This right here, situational baseball at its finest. You're down by a run, tying run in scoring position, and the go-ahead run on first base. First and second, no outs. You are expecting to score a run far more often than not.
Two on, nobody out. Smith looks at a strike this time. Fastball clipped the outside corner at 97. It is one ball and one strike on the man from East Greenbush, New York, which is right outside Albany. One ball and one strike on Kevin Smith. 3-for-9 in the series as he stands in. Third baseman Morales right by the bag. Now he's backpedaling, and the pitch is a strike. 1-2. So Smith up there with a one ball, two strikeout. Morales again was creeping into the dirt cutout, but now he's backed up to regular depth and shading toward the line. And they've got the right-handed hitter shift on for Smith. Only Perez, the first baseman's on the first base side of second base. Broken back comebacker. Arena turns, throws to second for one, on to first. That is a double play. It goes 1-4-3 for the Aviators. For the second time, first and second, nobody out. They didn't score in the second. Now the double play means that they've got a runner at third in Garcia with two outs, and the batter, Nate Mondu. Crack bat on that one, but he hit it right back to Arena.
Yeah, that one likely not getting too much more pop on it if that bat stayed intact, Smith, with his first double play grounded into since joining the Aviators roster.
Albuquerque did turn three double plays yesterday. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. It's 1-0. In fact, that's the sixth double play they've turned in this series. Fastball strike on the inside corner. It's now 1-1. For their part, the Aviators turned two double plays last night, and the second one was a doozy. Here's the 1-1. That's down low, ball two. 2-1.
Yeah, they all look the same on the score sheet, but that one to end the game last night was just so unique. I don't know, you've seen as much baseball as anybody on the planet. You've never seen a game end like that, have you?
No, I never have. I've not only have I not seen a game end like that, I've never seen a play that like that. There's a big chopper to first, gloved by Perez as he backpedals. Now he feeds Arena at the bag, and that is a 3-1 ground out. So the Aviators, again, for the second time in three innings, first and second, nobody out, and they do not take advantage. So in the fourth for Las Vegas, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. They've left five on so far through four. As we head to the fifth, it is Albuquerque 2 and the Aviators 1.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, we played four. Albuquerque leads 2-1. Aviators looking for their fifth straight win. And for your fifth inning play-by-play, here's Matt Nevrin.
Thank you. Tom Nunez to link things off in the top half of the fifth inning. Left-handed batting catcher watches a slider moving over the inner third for a called strike one. 77th pitch of the night for Parker Dungey. It's his 44th strike, working with some tempo here in the fifth. Deals out of the full wind and bends a breaking ball over the inner third yet again for another called strike. Quickly ahead, nothing in two. Nunez, second home run of the year back in the third inning to lead it off after he popped out straight behind the plate in the first. He takes a pitch that just misses outside. The cutter from Dungey, missing by the slightest of margins for a called ball one. A three-man shift on the right side of the infield as Dungey deals on 1-2. Way up and out on the fastball as the count goes all square. Deuces wild here in the fifth. Aviators trailing 2-1. Albuquerque with two runs on two hits. They've both left the yard. Nunez and Trejo with solo home runs. Check swing on a breaking ball called for strike three. Beautifully tumbled curveball in there for Parker Dungey. It's his fifth strikeout of the night, the first of the looking variety, and it's a big-time leadoff out here in the fifth inning. Nobody on ahead of Carlos Perez, who's walked twice, two of the four free passes issued by the Las Vegas starter. No action in the bullpen behind him as of yet. Dungy, reliable innings here, if nothing else. There's the slider high, call for ball one to Perez. In a right-on-right matchup here in the top half of inning number five. Dungy's 1-0 backs the designated hitter away. Perez, rather, at first base tonight. DH last night. Perez ahead, two balls, no strikes, and he's been ahead of Dungy all night. 2-0 offering is a slider over the outside part of the plate for a called strike. Perez, 12 home runs, 37 RBIs this year with Albuquerque, Colorado's top farm team. Swings here and ropes one foul, pulled it down the third base side. It goes off the netting in front of the visiting dugout and trickles out into left field. Billy McKinney set to retrieve it. Dungy's back even, two balls and two strikes. Sam Hilliard awaiting on deck, the number four batter in the cleanup spot. Aviators with a ton of success in recent years against Albuquerque. Winners of seven straight against the Isotopes. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Another breaking ball for Parker Dungy. That one maybe a bit out of the zone. Perez climbing the ladder and unable to connect. Set down for the first time tonight. Strikeout number six for Parker Dungy. And quickly, two up and two away in the fifth on a pair of punchouts. Parker will look to go 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. With the left-handed batting Sam Hilliard due up. Two outs, nobody on base ahead of him. Hilliard, a strikeout victim, back in the third. Swung and missed his strike three. He takes a slider just inside. Right on left matchup goes 1-0. Hilliard also hit a ball right back up the middle that caught Dungy. Ended in a 1-5-6 fielder's choice to end the top of the first inning. Change up outside for ball two. Hilliard absolutely smoked it back in the first inning. 100 miles an hour on the nose. Watching all the way on 2-0. Slider cuts across the knees for a called strike one. A big pronounced shift to the right side of the infield with the wind blowing out in that direction. Meanwhile, Machin all alone on the left in the shortstop alignment. This 2-1 fastball lifts the hands of Hilliard at 90 miles an hour. It's a called ball three, and Dungy with a big, deep breath as he receives the ball back from Shane Langeliers. Trying for some efficiency in the fifth. Here's his 3-1 fastball. It misses way high, a bit outside as well. So no true 1-2-3 inning here in the fifth. As Hilliard walks, it's the fifth free pass of the night for Parker Dungy. It's a season high and not typically the type of pitcher he is. 25 walks and just over 56 innings coming in. So that'll put Hilliard on first base as an insurance run. It'll bring up Alan Trejo, who homered earlier. Shortstop with a wide-open stance from the right side. Dungy's out of the stretch. He's been out of the set position most of the night. Misses way outside. Langeliers has to spring out of the squat to keep it in front of him. Dungy did do a good job of coming back against Trejo in the third. Struck him out swinging after giving up the long ball in the second. His pitch is swung on and missed. Dungy blowing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Pass down Trejo. And just looking out towards the right field bullpen. Aaron Brown starts his preliminary warm-up tosses. Left-hander. Watching the right-hander, Dungy comes set. A throw to first and a throw down the line. Back in head first and safely is Hilliard. The throw might have nabbed him there, but Garcia, a right-handed fielder, had to rotate the body around to the left to keep the glove in front of it. The count 1-1 as Dungy rocks and fires. The fly ball lifted lazily to shallow right, going back is Mondu. Second baseman on the grass makes the catch with one hand. A high degree of difficulty on the running grab for Nate Mondu as he retires the side in four batters. One of the shorter innings tonight for Parker Dungy as he strands a two-out walk on base and gets us into the bottom of the fifth inning with Las Vegas due up, trailing Albuquerque by a 2-1 score.
With more total IIHS Top Safety Awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, the Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Las Vegas trailing Albuquerque by a 2-1 score. It's been a pitcher's duel to this point with Jose Ureña back out for the fifth. The Dominican right-hander has thrown 57 pitches through four innings. He's gotten more efficient as he's gone on. Top of the Las Vegas lineup set to get it going against the right-hander as Luis Barrera stands in from the left and watches a breaking ball down by the back foot for ball one. Barrera, 0 for 2 so far, a ground out to second to begin the home half of the first inning, and then a swinging strikeout against Ureña, one of just two Ks for the starter. Barrera swings and tips this 96-mile-an-hour fastball straight back for a foul ball. Count goes even at 1-1 for Parker Dunshee in the top half of the fifth inning. 18 pitches over four batters. Dunshee with a lot of traffic on the base paths against him tonight. Had a relatively good start, all things considered. 1-1 fastballs in the dirt, two balls and a strike. And Dunshee with five walks, which is a blemish on an otherwise strong outing if he is in fact done after five innings and 94 pitches. Two runs on two hits allowed. He struck out six. It's Barrera. Fouls the changeup back to the screen. Selling out early. Just able to make contact with it. Dunshee did not go 1-2-3 through any inning. Again, if he is in fact done, don't want to prematurely remove him from the game. It looked like he was going to go 1-2-3 in the top of this very frame, but a two-out walk was eventually stranded on. Here's the 2-2 to Barrera. Foul ball pulled down the first base side into his own dugout. On the second hop, Barrera early on the 96-mile-an-hour fastball. A lot of Aviators batters tonight seemingly selling out on the heat from Ureña, who throws his changeup in the 90s. See what he comes with on 2-2. Bends a breaking ball in the dirt. Watched by Barrera for a called ball three. Ureña with three walks of his own. Only Aviator that has scored tonight with Shea Langeliers in the first came after he walked and was driven around on an Austin Allen RBI base hit. Here's the payoff pitch. 3-2 fastball by the hip. Backs Barrera away for ball four. So make it four walks for Ureña. Nine walks between tonight's two starting pitchers. Theme of the game has been initially traffic on the base paths, but a lot of stranded runners on. Leadoff walk for the second consecutive inning. It's Garcia taking a free pass in the fourth. Barrera, a definite stolen base threat, representing the tying run in a 2-1 ball game. So here's Vimael Machin, the number two batter, playing at third base tonight. Left-hander waves the bat at Ureña, who comes set out of the stretch position. First pitch swinging is Machin. A foul ball knocked straight back into the seats behind home plate. Machin grounded out to second. Matching Barrera in the first inning and then flied out deep to left field. Nearly missing a long ball with a couple of runners on base and final out of the second. A one pitch inside, backing him away at 96. You would want to get out of the way of that one as well. So action in both bullpens with Aaron Brown loosening up for the Aviators, and I believe that's Reagan Todd.
It is Reagan Todd.
Left-hander, make it the right-hander rather. Todd's the lefty, so a pair of lefties getting loose. As Urania, the right-hander, deals on a 1-1 fastball, grounded right back to him. The pitcher's throw to the shortstop is in time. Trejo's feed to first is there. A 1-6-3 double play. It's the second twin killing the Aviators have grounded into in the last two innings alone. Wipes out the leadoff walk and will bring Shea Langeliers up with nobody on, and two out on the board.
It's also the seventh double play turned by the Albuquerque, but now there's a discussion, and not Barrera and Urania, I think we're saying something to each other, and there's some individuals from both teams are clustering near first base.
Austin Allen out there. He came flying out of the Aviators' first base home side dugout. Looks like it's Kyle Holder and Allen going back, and now Fran Reardon bringing the troops back into the dugout. But Barrera's not done. He's got about three teammates surrounding him and obviously upset about something that happened near the first base bag. Langeliers and Dom Nunez, the backstops for their respective teams, having a much more friendly conversation heading back down the first base side. That one was kind of out of nowhere. It was obviously a frustrating result at the end of the at-bat, but Barrera really getting into it. Could have been on the slide at second base, and now the three umpires are meeting in front of the mound. I don't know if anything in that scuffle, not even a scuffle, I don't think anything in that argument warranted an ejection, possibly a warning, perhaps. They are still meeting in front of the mound. Triumvirate of umpires. Urania's on the back of the mound with the rosin bag, and he's amped. He's jumping around after his 67th pitch was grounded right back to him off the bat of Vimael Machin. So it'll be Langeliers batting when we eventually return to action. This is a very long meeting by the umpires.
Not quite sure what it can be discussing, but whatever it is, They I would think, to be wrapping it up soon. But they don't have a clock for umpires' meetings.
Go figure. It's the ones enforcing the pitch clock that they need one every now and then. So it looked like they were starting to break apart. Now they're heading back in. So, yeah, a warning issued by the first base umpire, Aaron Higgins, the crew chief for both teams, and Steven Jasinski, the home plate umpire, with just a couple of quick words in parting, and he'll give Urania a new pearl. New white baseball in the glove. So much ado about nothing is what it comes down to. Cooler heads prevailing here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So now everybody's back. Warnings have been issued. Everybody on their best behavior from this point forward. It'll be Shea Langeliers stepping in as we speak from the right side, looking to tie this one up with one swing. Walked and scored the only Aviators tally so far back in the first, and struck out swinging to lead off the third against Urania. Fires at 97, but misses high on the fastball for ball one. Urania in his fourth outing with Albuquerque. Dealing on a 1-0 pitch here. Langeliers takes outside, called for ball two. It comes after he made four relief appearances in the major leagues for Milwaukee earlier in the year. So on the opening day roster for the Brewers. Pitched in four games, again all in relief. 3.52 ERA over 7 2/3 innings. Langeliers chops one foul into the third base dugout on the third hop. Two balls and a strike to the Las Vegas backstop. Aviators trailing 2-1, although they're doubling up Albuquerque in the hits column. Aviators with four hits. Only two hits for Albuquerque have been solo home runs. This pitch is fouled straight back. The changeup tipped off the end of the bat into the netting behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs in the bottom of inning number five. If Langeliers can find a way on base to extend the inning, it'll be Billy McKinney due up. He's in the on-deck circle as we speak. Here's the 2-2. Langeliers lofts this one to left. A couple of steps back for the left fielder, Schebler. Still on the move and stops, reaches up, makes a catch just shy of the warning track. So after a leadoff walk, a double play and a lazy flyout afterwards, wraps up the fifth inning in a 1-2-3 fashion. Second 1-2-3 inning for the Aviators in the last three frames alone. With that, we've played five, back with the sixth when we return to Las Vegas Ballpark. Albuquerque leading Las Vegas 2-1.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Aviators threatening in the bottom of the fifth, and what eventually turned into a 1-2-3 frame with some words exchanged between the two teams. We're back with the sixth inning, along with Russ Langer, Matt Nevert joining you from Las Vegas Ballpark. It'll be Aaron Brown onto the mound in relief of Parker Dunshee. And back on the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
Thank you, Matt. Aaron Brown hasn't pitched in more than a week, but he's in now. So Dunshee, five innings. On the one hand, he did walk five, which is something he rarely does as far as that many walks. He struck out six and only allowed two hits, but the two hits were solo home runs. So we go to the sixth. It is 2-1 in favor of Albuquerque. Now, the plate umpire, Steven Jasinski, is answering somebody in the Aviators' dugout.
It was Fran upset because Jasinski went out and had a word with Aaron Brown, and I think Fran yelled something to the effect of, hey, you've already warned us. You don't need to have another meeting with my pitcher.
Could be it. Here's the pitch from Brown to Morales. And that pitch is a fastball low at 94, ball 1-0. Brown in his 22nd game, two wins, two defeats, two saves, a 6.84 ERA. There's the 1-0, and it bounces, ball 2, 2-0. Brown fastball 93, 94 generally, slider 83, 84. Morales against Dunshee, struck out and rolled into a force play. Dunshee, 94 pitches in his five innings. He goes out trailing 2-1. Here's Brown's 2-0 pitch to Morales, and it's way high, ball 3, 3-0. Brown, Southern California native, delivers, and that's a strike, 3-1. 26 in the third innings, 18 walks, 22 strikeouts. Working in the sixth. So Dunshee goes five and gives way to Aaron Brown. It is a 3-1 count on Morales. Scott Schebler is on deck. The pitch is outside, and a five-pitch walk leads off the sixth. The sixth walk allowed by Las Vegas pitching. And here's Schebler, who has grounded out and walked, and he also has a stolen base in this game. The last time Brown pitched was 8 days ago in El Paso. He went two innings, allowed three hits and three runs earned. Struck out four. He made one appearance in Sugarland. No runs or hits. Here is the pitch to Schebler now. Brown throws. Fastball. Fly ball to left. That's where McKinney hangs out. He's there. Makes a one-handed catch into the right shoulder. One pitch gets Schebler. And the batter is D.J. Peterson, who's walked and fouled out to third.
And for Brown, he's a guy that you really like to root for. Obviously, with his backstory, former outfielder converted to a left-handed pitcher. Really likable guy. Does a lot of stuff with media and is really active on YouTube. Does a lot of his own stuff. But he's got to stay consistent because he is at his best when he's a multi-inning reliever. Like they're probably going to look for him to be tonight.
There's a good breaking ball. Swung on and missed Strike three, nice tight slider from Brown at 83 miles an hour. One strike on Peterson at 256 with seven homers and 26 runs knocked in. Peterson from Chandler, Arizona, one of the many Phoenix suburbs. Pitch swing and a miss, 0-2. Julian Fernandez, the upper 90s and sometimes triple-digit fastball, is throwing now the Albuquerque pen. He pitched in game one. 0-2 on Peterson. One on, one out, sixth inning. Brown looks at first. Very short lead for Morales, so Brown comes home. And another slider, bounce foul outside there. He's got pretty good command of that pitch the last two hitters.
Well, especially if you can command it as a left-hander inside to right-handers, that back foot slider, really a good weapon, not only for inducing swings and misses, but weak contact like it was on there on that foul ball there. He's looking for a ground ball here with a runner on and one out.
0-2, infield poised, looking for two, the pitch. Another slider, lifted foul outside first. Garcia, Mondu on the run, and the ball falls between them. Between where the ball was hit and the way the wind was blowing, that was going to be a spectacular play if anybody could have come close to making it. But Garcia and Mondu gave chase. It was way too far for Fernandez to get over there from right field. And the ball plops in. It stays 0-2 on DJ Peterson.
Garcia almost overran that one. Normally the first baseman struggles to get out there. Yeah, Garcia, good first step, good drop step, like a safety covering the middle of an NFL field.
Another 0-2 to Peterson now. Brown stares at first and comes home. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. That's good sequencing from Brown. He used the slider to get ahead, then in the fastball at 95, put him away. Two down in the sixth inning, and the batter, the left-hander hitting Albuquerque second baseman Kyle Holder, has been hit by a pitch and flat out to center against Parker Dungey. Albuquerque, last year, fourth place in the West. They were 58-72. Seventh year is the Rockies' AAA affiliate. The pitch is a strike, 0-1. For many years, they were a Dodger affiliate. They were a Marlins affiliate before that. 0-1. Brown stretches and delivers. Fastball swung on a miss. He threw it right by him at 94. 0-2.
Albuquerque in a familiar spot again. Fourth place in the PCL East entering into the night. Part of the reason, really the main reason, they are the worst road team in the Pacific Coast League. 12-23 away from home. Aviators, the best home team at 23-12.
The 0-2. Fastball just outside. I was close at 95. Ball one. 1-2 on Kyle Holder. On deck, leadoff man Winton Bernard.
Small sample size for Brown through 14 pitches, but really impressive control tonight. That one did not miss by much on 0-2.
Now the 1-2 to Holder. Lefty on lefty. Brown lets it fly. Fastball, strike three called. Knee high in the outside corner. Morales was running, but he only gets a practice slide out of that. The inning is finished. Brown walked the leadoff man, but finished strong with a fly out and two strikeouts. And Albuquerque does not score in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning now. And the score, Albuquerque 2 and the Aviators 1.
Truck Month at Team AA. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bedliner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team AA and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team AA. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team AA.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All righty. Welcome on back. Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer here. Bottom of the sixth. And seems like when the Aviators play, it wouldn't be a ball game if it wasn't close. This is game 68. There have been a lot of nail biters, and so far, this one's been tight. 2-1 Albuquerque, bottom of the sixth. The new pitcher, hard throwing ready, Julian Fernandez. Jose Ureña goes five innings, gives up one run, which was earned. On four hits, he walked four, struck out a pair. Fernandez's first pitch is a slider at 86, taken for a ball one to Billy McKinney. Julian Fernandez. He pitched an inning in game one, throwing 99, 100, 101 miles an hour. Here's the pitch. There's the fastball outside at 97, ball two, 2-0. Fernandez worked the seventh inning in that game. Barrera lined out. Smith struck out, and Austin Allen flied out. So Ureña, 72 pitches to cover the five innings that he worked. Pitch misses. 2-1 on Billy McKinney.
Well, now that both starters are lifted from the game, you can kind of take a step back and take a look at some of the numbers. Parker Dungey issuing five walks for the first time in his career. He issued six in a game once last year. Ureña with four. Out of those nine walks, West, five of them were to lead off an inning and none scored.
McKinney misses that fastball at 100 miles an hour. It's 2-2.
I think that the fact that none of them scored is the most surprising out of that series of numbers. Five leadoff walks through, up to this point, 10 combined half innings.
There's a breaking ball. Swung on and missed, strike three. That's some tough stuff there. 88 miles an hour with some good bite on it. So McKinney with that strikeout is now 1-for-3 tonight. Here's Austin Allen, RBI single and two at-bats. And again, he hit a deep fly ball against Fernandez two nights ago. One out, nobody on. And Allen takes a pitch inside. Ball one, 1-0. 7,509, 7,509. Best crowd of the series so far, but we will be bold enough to predict it won't be the best crowd of the series. Pitch pull fouled outside first. 1-1. You figure next couple of nights, we got to have some real fun out here. Tomorrow, 7:05. And we expect a terrific crowd. You know, all through the offseason, the Aviators crack front office staff works very hard at the promotions. And tomorrow night, the beach tote bag will go out to the first 2,000 fans through the gates here. Pitches a strike, 1-2 on Allen. Then Saturday, 7:05, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond.
We're gonna have
you going to be dressed up for that one?
No, because there will be about 100 other folks that will be. We're expecting
all the more reason for you to be.
A veritable parade of Marvel characters to be all around the concourse.
Allen lifts one foul back and out of play. It's 1-2. It's always fun. So we should have weather, with the cooperation of the weather, we should do very well getting folks in here, and the Aviators are playing well so far this year, 39-28. Tonight, they're trying for their fifth straight win. Albuquerque leads in the game, 2-1. Allen hits a fly ball to center. It's playable for Hilliard, who's waiting for it. He's got it, and there are two outs. Austin Allen is 1-for-3. That brings up Dermis Garcia.
Would not be surprised if Garcia takes a hefty cut at a fastball early. The pitch that he had out last night was a fastball, and it left the yard in a hurry. He is a fastball masher when he is on, and Garcia is starting to get into the lineup with a little bit more regularity, seeing a lot more pitches.
And a pitch. Garcia takes it low, ball one, 1-0.
And there's your plate approach by Garcia. Fernandez, the obvious flamethrower, pitching him backwards. He saw the spin out of the hand, spit on it, let it go on the outside.
There's a fastball at 101. It skips away. You feel sorry for the backstop when the ball hits like that. It's 2-0 on Dermis Garcia. Vince Fernandez is on deck. Two outs, sixth inning, 2-1 Albuquerque. Julian Fernandez delivers. Fastball foul back out of play. He challenged him at 100 miles an hour. Pretty good swing by Garcia, that pellet out of the hand of Fernandez. 2-2.
It's an old coaching adage that if you foul a ball straight back, it means your timing was right on. It was just you were a little bit over it or under it. And if that's the case there, then Garcia right there on 100.
There's a strike at 100 miles an hour. That evens the count to Garcia. 2-2 now. Dermis Garcia. Fernandez checking signs again with his catcher, Dom Nunez. The pitch. Bats in the dirt. 91 miles an hour. Ball three. Count fills up at 3 balls and 2 strikes now.
And now the question for Garcia, with Fernandez really not having much control over anything, not the fastball, and even the fastball command a little bit spotty. Do you sell out on a fastball to swing anywhere close? Going to bring up Vince Fernandez here in the fifth, making the sixth.
Here's the 3-2. There it goes. Deep left center. When Shebler's going to stand and watch it get out of here. Dermis Garcia, his seventh home run, and that thing's going to damage part of that building out there. And the Aviators now have tied the game 2-2. And Garcia, who hit only 5 home runs in the first 66 games, has homered in back-to-back games now.
He sold out on the fastball all right. He absolutely clobbered it over the video board. That was a mammoth, behemoth bomb for Dermis Garcia. Last 2 games have featured 2 home runs, both very different looking. The line drive screamer that barely cleared the fence last night. That one, that's gone out of any park ever.
Fernandez. Strike one. I got to get my Fernandezes straight. Julian pitching to Vince. Vince, in his first start of the series tonight, walked and singled against Urania. The single was on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. 0-1 on Vince Fernandez, hitting 297. He takes it outside. 1-1. So we're all even at 2 now. Boy, Garcia's had an eventful series. Started yesterday on the bench. Didn't get in until late. Sixth inning pinch hit, 3-run home run. Turned the game around. And then he was involved in that bizarre double play to end the game. Here's the 1-1. Chopper fouled outside first. Again, Fernandez was ready for that 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Pulled it foul behind Jason Hart. 1-2 on Vince.
Metrics coming through now on that Dermis Garcia blast. You want to take a crack at the exit velocity?
109.
108. You're right on it. One of the harder hit balls you'll ever see.
Okay, 108 with a wind chill. Hit pitch is down and in. 2-2. Yeah. That was a moonshot. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I mean, Garcia hit 30 home runs last year for Somerset in the Yankee organization. So he hadn't been hitting with quite as much power, but in this series, oh, you bet. Now the pitch is a no pitch because apparently Julian Fernandez took too much time and has been called for an auto ball, which would fill the count up at 3-2. Yeah, no pitch. It's 3-2. Two-two tie, bottom of the sixth. And the payoff. Fastball outside at 99. Ball four. Vince Fernandez is on base for the third time. And Kevin Smith, who has singled and grounded into a double play, is coming up. Smith struck out against Fernandez 2 nights ago. Las Vegas bullpen is quiet. They expect Aaron Brown to pitch the seventh inning. Time is called now. We're going to get a mound visit here because Fernandez is going to get a visit from pitching coach Frank Gonzalez. All right, Ted Wien's trivia. Who's the last major league pitcher to win 30 or more games in a single season? 30 or more games in a single season. Who's the last guy to do it?
That's a number that we likely will never see again.
I think you can bet the house on that, my friend. Not in the days of a five-man rotation.
Very true.
That's it. Gonzalez walking off the mound.
The left-hander Zach Lee getting loose for Albuquerque, so that potentially to buy him some time to warm up.
Any guesses on the trivia?
It can't be
teams
anybody
in the 60s.
I was going to say, it's not anybody in the last 20 to 30 years.
Right hit, not in the Hall of Fame. Right hitter for an American League team. Pitched in the 68 World Series. Here is the stretch. The runner goes. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second base and safe at second with a stolen base is Vince Fernandez. Good throw by catcher Dom Nunez down to Kyle Holder, but Fernandez still got it. And for Vince Fernandez, that's his second steal in two tries. 0-1. Pitch was a strike to Smith. So with a base hit now, Smith could potentially break this tie. Kevin is 3-for-10 in this series, hitting .237 for the year. He swings and fouls that pitch back. It's 0-2 now, Kevin Smith.
It's the second steal of the year and of the last two games for Vince Fernandez, who had not attempted one yet. So something flipped. The switch has been flipped. He's running a little bit earlier, running more aggressively. And that one, as you mentioned, was a great throw from Nunez. But Vince with a good jump and great foot speed, as we know, able to beat it out and go ahead and run in scoring position. Always a good thing.
Nate Mondu would be next. Fastball, swinging a miss, strike three. Got him with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. The answer to the question, Denny McClain for the Detroit Tigers in 1968. He was 31-6 with a 1.96 ERA. And how about this? 28 complete games.
Wow.
That's all. One run on one hit, no errors, and one left. At the end of six, Albuquerque and Las Vegas are tied at two.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
All right, welcome back, friends. All right, we got a brand new game now. 2-2, seventh inning. And Aaron Brown going in for his second inning of work. He worked a scoreless sixth. He deals ball one, a fastball to Wynton Bernard. Top of the Albuquerque order. Bernard, Dom Nunez, and Carlos Perez. Certainly one of the keys to success against Albuquerque is to keep this gentleman off the bases. Wynton Bernard, he swings and fouls a slider away. 1-1. Bernard is the one really big base-stealing threat on the team with 14 steals and has only been caught once. And he's hitting .326 with 10 home runs. Tonight 0-for-3. Grounded out, struck out, flied out. And he fouls one back out of play. One ball and two strikes on Wynton Bernard. So the Dermis Garcia home run takes Parker Dunshee off the hook. He'll get no decision. Five innings, he allowed two runs earned on two hits. And Urania, the starter for Albuquerque, also will get no decision tonight. It's a battle of the bullpens now. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. A good slider. Brown threw that pitch very well, had pretty good command of it in the sixth, and uses it to get Bernard here. So that's three strikeouts, and they've come consecutively through that toward the back foot of Bernard and got him on it. Now with one out, here's Dom Nunez, who was fouled out, homered, and struck out. Some four runs have scored in the game, but the game tied at two. And three of them have been solo homers. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down the middle for a strike at 94. 0-1 on Nunez. Fastball a little low at 95. Here comes the 1-1 from Brown. And there's the slider down low. Ball two. 2-1. Brown, of course, many years in the Phillies organization. He was a position player, converted to the mound. Second year with the Aviators. Here's the 2-1 now. Slider up and in. 3-1 on Nunez with a very dangerous Carlos Perez waiting on deck. Two runs, two hits. No errors for Albuquerque. Both hits, solo home runs. Two runs, five hits. No errors for Las Vegas in the seventh inning. The 3-1. Fastball. Strike on the outside at 94. Good pitch. Full count on Dom Nunez. Breeze blowing steadily out to right. Brown okays this on a Langoliers. Kicks that right leg. Here he comes. Fastball just outside. Brown strutting off the mound toward third base in the hopes that the pitch was a strike, but he just missed. That's his second walk that Brown has issued. He narrowly missed the outside corner. So one on, one out. And here's Perez, who's walked twice and struck out against Dungey, facing Brown. And Perez did catch Brown for part of the 2021 season when they were teammates here with Las Vegas. Aaron stretches a glance at first. And the pitch. Fastball. High pop fly. Shallow left. Smith going out. Smith making the call. Smith called off by McKinney, who makes the catch. Ball hit very shallow. And McKinney, when he realized he had the better angle, called Smith off the ball. And so McKinney made the grab. Two down. And here's Hilliard. Hilliard hit into a force play when he hit a rocket off of Dungey that deflected to Machine, who fed second for the out. Then he struck out and walked. But a lot of power. Pitch, slider, strike over the inside corner at 82 miles an hour, 0-1. Two score. Two outs, top of the seventh. Brown looks at first and works his hitter. High drive in a deep right center. That ball's way out of here. Way out of here. And it's gone. And now Albuquerque's hit another home run. And they've broken the 2-2 tie to lead 4-2. Of course, if there's one pitch that I'm sure Aaron Brown would like to have back, aside from that pitch, it'd be the 3-2 pitch to Nunez, which almost caught the outside corner but missed. And so Hilliard hits the 0-1 pitch out of sight. The Albuquerque's hit three home runs. That's all their hits. Three hits. Home run by Trejo. Home run by Nunez. Home run by Hilliard. Hilliard's first of the year. It's only his fourth game since he joined the team. Went up and down Albuquerque and the Rockies. Here's the pitch. Fastball, strike one to Trejo. Oh, Albuquerque's retaking the lead now. Trejo is homered. Struck out and popped out. All three at bats against Parker Dungey. The 0-1 from Brown. Fastball high. 95. One ball and one strike. Brown allowed a few homers earlier in the year, but this is the first one he's given up since May 24th in Tacoma when Eric Mejia reached him for one. There's a good slider swung on and missed. He went down to one knee to try to get that one. 1-2. Now Miguel Romero gets up in the Las Vegas bullpen and will likely pitch the eighth. Brown rarely goes more than two innings. He's pitched two innings on five occasions. Pitches high. Trejo up with a two-ball, two-strike count. Now Brown comes back again. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. Got him with some chest-high 93-mile-an-hour heat. But Albuquerque gets a long home run from center fielder Sam Hilliard. They break the 2-2 tie. Two runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left. Stretch time here at Las Vegas Ballpark. And the score, Albuquerque 4, the Aviators 2.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus thick burger and Primal Breakfast burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
All right, welcome back. Well, Albuquerque and Las Vegas were tied 1-1 after 2. Albuquerque led 2-1 after 3, after 4, and after 5. Las Vegas tied it in the 6th with a home run by Dermis Garcia. And Sam Hilliard has broken the tie for Albuquerque with a 2-run home run. Bottom of the 7th inning, 4-2 Albuquerque. The new pitcher, righty Zach Lee, delivers inside a fastball at 88 to Nate Mondu. So Julian Fernandez is the pitcher of record, even though he gave up a run in the one inning that he worked. There's a cutter for a strike, 1-1 on Mondu. Fernandez goes an inning, gives up a run earned on a hit, walk and two strikeouts, but he's the beneficiary in terms of a decision because of the home run by Hilliard. Pitches inside, fastball at 91. It's 2-1. So now Zach Lee. First time Lee has worked in this particular series. Lee is 6'3", 195, 30 years old from Plano, Texas. There's a bounding ball foul outside third, 2-2. The Dodgers drafted him in the first round in 2010 out of McKinney High School in Texas. Big league time with the Dodgers, Padres. A lot of AAA time. Here's the 2-2. Mondu hits a pop fly, shallow left. Schebler comes in hard. Schebler goes into a dive and can't get it. And the ball goes behind him. So Mondu scoots into second base with a stand-up double. Well, Mondu, it'll look like a rocket in the box score. A little flare. Schebler came in, tried to make a lunging catch, and the ball bounced behind him. So Mondu gets second base easily. And the Aviators now with an opportunity here. It's the fourth time in 7 innings they put the leadoff man on. And that's Mondu's fourth hit in the series in 9 at-bats. Barrera swings and misses at that 88-mile-an-hour pitch, strike one. Third baseman Morales in tight. One strike to count. Zach Lee is in his 30th game, 2-1 with a 4.23 ERA, three saves. Mondu off second to pitch. Barrera takes up and in. The pitch at 89, 1-1. Lee leads Albuquerque in appearances. 27 and two-thirds innings, 20 hits. Given up only one home run. He's walked 16. He struck out 28. The league aggregate opponent's batting average against him, only 200. The pitch. Fastball inside at 92. Ball two. It's 2-1. Barrera against Urania grounded out and struck out and walked. Did not face Fernandez. 2-1 on Luis Barrera. Hitting 280. Bemel Machin on deck. Throw to into center field. Mondu racing for third. Here's the throw by Hilliard. He slides and he is safe. Zach Lee spun off the rubber and he tried to make a pickoff throw to second. The problem was there was nobody at the bag. And then the throw ended up going into center field and Mondu broke. He almost broke too late. Hilliard's got a good arm and he made a good throw. It was close, but safe at third is Mondu. Zach Lee charged with the throwing error and the errant pickoff throw. Well, Las Vegas trailing 4-2. Albuquerque trying to figure out what they want to do with the infield now. Here's the pitch to Barrera, and he takes outside. It's now 3-1. At first, they look like they're going to play in, which is strange because Mondu run is not the tying run, nor the go-ahead run. But now they've got Morales even with the bag, and everybody else is at regular depth at short, second, and first. The pitch is low. So Barrera draws a walk, and now the Aviators have the tying runs on with nobody out. And the meat of the order coming up, Machin, Langoliers, and Billy McKinney. All right, here's Vimal Machin. He's grounded out, flied out, and hit into a double play. 4 out of 11 in the series. And over the last 2 weeks, he's been the hottest hitter on the Aviators. He's among the league leaders in hitting. He leads the league in hits. And among the league leaders in RBIs. 322 average, 3 homers, 47 driven in. Morales in tight at third. Mondu, the runner at third. Barrera at first, the stretch by Zach Lee in the pitch. A fastball foul back out of play. Strike one, 0-1 on Vimal Machin. Oh and one. Zach Lee, well traveled. Albuquerque when they were a Dodger affiliate. Oklahoma City, Tacoma, El Paso, Durham, Syracuse, Louisville, Reno. Here's a throw to first base, and Barrera back in there. Oh and one on Vimal Machin. Albuquerque 4, the Aviators 2 in the bottom of the 7th. The 0-1 pitch. He looks at a fastball that just missed, maybe high. 1-1, 92 miles an hour. Zach Lee. Mondu stands at third. Barrera, good speed. The would-be tying run at first. Here's a 1-1. Machin takes a strike. Good breaking ball. Got in there at 78 miles an hour and toward the outside half of the plate. Vimal backs out of there. 1-2 to count. With Perez holding Barrera on at first, that opens up the right side of the infield. For the left-handed swinging, Vimal Machin. The stretch by Lee. And the 1-2 pitch. Line foul the opposite way off the netting beyond the third base dugout. 93 mile an hour fastball that time. Lee was a big-time football player in high school in addition to baseball. He committed to a combination football-baseball scholarship to LSU. 1-2. The stretch. And a pitch to Machin. Just outside. Looked like a cutter. 89. It just narrowly missed the outside corner. 2-2 to count. Two on, nobody out. 2-2 on Machin. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball foul back. 94. When he was a high school quarterback, he was one of the top high school quarterbacks in his region. Senior year, over 2,500 yards and 31 touchdowns. And his top wide receiver was a guy in the Braves organization now, Matt Lipka. Well, those guys hooked up a lot when it came up. High school team. Here's the 2-2 now to Machin. Fastball just inside. After working the outer part, he tried to hit the inside corner, and he just missed that one at 93. Machin, good eye. Good enough, certainly, thus far this at bat. Mondu stands at third. Barrera at first. Crowd of over 7,500. Another great crowd here. And another tight game. 3-2 stretch. There goes Barrera. There's a line drive in the left field. That is in there for a base hit. In the score is Mondu. Barrera going to third. And it is another clutch hit for Vimeo Machin. And the Isotopes lead is cut to 4-3. Simply because they haven't had the horses to do it for the most part, have not done a lot of running and hitting this year. But Barrera took off, and Machin banged one in the left field for his fifth hit of the series. And that's going to be all for Zach Lee. For Vimeo Machin, that is his league-leading 78th base hit, and it's his 48th RBI to lead the team. He's among the league leaders there. Well, here comes Justin Lawrence into the game for his first appearance in the series. Lawrence is a right-hander, and we're going to get him now coming out of the bullpen right now. So we got another nail-biter here. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Albuquerque leads the Aviators 4-3. Las Vegas has runners at the corners with nobody out, and we'll be right back after this.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it. Las Vegas. It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
My friends, well, the situation is as follows. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Albuquerque leading Las Vegas 4-3, but the tying run is 90 feet away, and the speedy Luis Barrera with nobody out. Vimeo Machin, the would-be go-ahead run, who just completed an outstanding at-bat against Zach Lee's at first. Now, the new pitcher, the fourth pitcher for Albuquerque, righty Justin Lawrence, is going to face off against Shea Langeliers, who tonight has walked and scored, struck out, and flied out to deep left. Lawrence, first appearance in the series. 6'3", 213-pound righty, 27 years old. First pitch is a strike, breaking ball at 81, 0-1. Lawrence, from Panama, was of the Rockies last year, and they drafted him in the 12th round of the 2015 draft. 0-1, the stretch. Lawrence deals. Fastball fouled off to the right out of play. He cranked that one in at 97. And Langeliers had a decent swing, but he was late. 0-2 for Lawrence. This is his 12th game. 1-0 with a 3.65 ERA. 12 and a third inning, 6 hits. He's given up 2 homers. Walked 7, struck out 22, and he just struck out Lawrence. Struck out Langeliers, that is. On a slider at 84. That's a big out. One out, and the batter McKinney. McKinney has singled, grounded out, and struck out, facing Justin Lawrence now for the first time. Lawrence went to Daytona State College in Florida. The pitch. A little below the knees. Ball one, off-speed pitch. Billy at 322, five homers and 21 batted in. 4-3 Albuquerque, bottom of the seventh. Barrera at third. Machin at first. Third baseman Morales by the edge of the grass. Here's the look and the 1-0 pitch to Billy McKinney. Fastball, big chopper to second. Holder has it, goes to second for one. On to first, another Albuquerque double play. Whoa, baby. That's three in the game. And I believe that's seven in the series now. And the Aviators are skunked in the seventh. A run on two hits, but they had runners at the corners and nobody out. And Lawrence does a tremendous job of getting out of it. And at the end of seven, Albuquerque 4 and Las Vegas 3.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Every Tuesday, when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com to get pre-approved right away. Miguel Romero, working the eighth inning for Las Vegas, throws a strike at 94 miles an hour to Jonathan Morales, 0-1. Morales against Dungy, struck out, hit into a force play, and walked against Aaron Brown. Brown goes two, gives up two runs earned on one hit. Two walks, four strikeouts. Pitch high off the glove of Langoliers to the backstop at 95, and it's now 1-1. Romero, Guantanamo, Cuba, has been in a dozen games. He was in six games, and then he missed most of May with a hamstring pull. Though he's been in six games since. He has no record in 8.82 ERA. First appearance in this series. Fastball strike on the inside corner at 94. It's 1-2. Miguel, fastball usually 93-94. Every once in a while, it'll tick up to 95. Breaking ball in the mid-80s. Scott Schebler on deck, then D.J. Peterson in the Albuquerque eighth. The 1-2. Chopper up the first baseline. It is a foul ball. Late on that pitch at 95 was Morales. It is 1-2. Romero, so this is the first time he's pitched on the homestand. He pitched three times on the road trip. Twice in Sugarland, where he did all right, give up a run in three innings with no walks and five strikeouts. But in El Paso, the last time he pitched was 6 days ago. He won an inning and was charged with three earned runs. The pitch misses and the count is 2-2. He gave up an inside the park home run to first baseman Kyle Martin in that game. Here's the 2-2 now. Morales swings and fouls that fastball back on the ground. 2-2. Nope. Miguel's back at home where he's really had only one bad outing all year. An outing late April against Tacoma. Nope. He's trying to keep Albuquerque quiet here in the eighth inning, with Albuquerque ahead 4-3 here in game three. There's a ground ball to short to his left is Smith. He gobbles it up into the bag, fires, and gets him. One out for Scott Schebler. So Dungey went five, Brown went two, now Romero in the eighth. When Las Vegas bats in the eighth, and it very well may be Lawrence because there's nobody throwing at the moment in the Albuquerque pen, it'll be the 5, 6, and 7 Aviators due to bat in the bottom of this, the eighth inning. Austin Allen, Darvis Garcia, Vince Fernandez. Two rehabbers were in the lineup last night, not in the lineup tonight. Sky Bolt, Stephen Piscotty. Pitch low, ball one. 1-0. Here's the 1-0 to Schebler, hitting 247 with half a dozen home runs. He looks at a pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 on Scott Schebler. Miguel Romero. Here's the 1-1 to Schebler now. He hits a one-hopper to first. Cradle there by Garcia. He jogs to the bag and steps onto with the left foot. Two quick outs in the Albuquerque eighth. And here's Peterson. Walked, fouled out. Those at-bats were against Dungey. Then Aaron Brown struck him out swinging in the sixth inning. D.J. Peterson climbing in against Romero now. We'll get the beach tote bags tomorrow. First 2,000 fans to the gates. Game's at 7:05. Pitch outside of the backstop, ball one, 1-0. On Peterson, who in the series is 2 out of 6. His average for the year, .254 with 7 homers, 26 batted in. And the pitch is down low, ball two, 2-0. The 2-0 from Miguel Romero, number 45 deals. Fastball missing low. It's 3-0 on D.J. Peterson. Aviators pitchers have combined to walk 7. Albuquerque pitchers have combined to walk 6. Albuquerque leading 4-3 in the 8th. Here's a 3-0 to Peterson. He's taking, and it's ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk prolongs the inning for Kyle Holder. Holder, the number 9 hitter, against Dungey, he was hit by a pitch and then flied out to center. And against Brown, he struck out looking. Got a few gems for you tonight on this date in baseball history that we'll get to also. Holder, 202 average, pair of homers and 10 batted in. He hits a ground ball right there. Smith, the shortstop, playing to the first base side of second, is hit right at him. He flips it to Garcia, and that's the inning. So a good job by Miguel Romero. 3 ground outs sandwiched around a walk. In the Albuquerque eighth, no runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Albuquerque 4 and the Aviators 3.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a Raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hello again, friends. Well, we're at the bottom of the eighth. Albuquerque leading the Aviators 4-3. Albuquerque needing a win after dropping the first two. Las Vegas trying to win their fifth straight overall. And the slider from Justin Lawrence, low ball one. But Lawrence, right now, the big turning point, when he came into the game in the seventh inning, the Aviators had scored a run to make it 4-3. They had runners at the corners and nobody out, and the 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming up. But Lawrence struck out Langoliers and got McKinney to hit into an inning-ending double play. That's huge. Fastball, Allen, he checked his swing, took it outside. 95-mile-an-hour pitch, so it's 2-0. Austin Allen has single and a run, grounded out and flied out. Nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the eighth. Austin at 3-0-3, three homers, 17 batted in, the pitch. Fastball, foul back. Came in at 96, Austin ready for it, fouled it back. Two balls and one strike now. So it's been Urania, Fernandez, Lee, who allowed a runner in on two hits and a walk, did not retire anyone. And Lawrence, a huge pick-me-up for Albuquerque in the seventh inning, working out of that jam. Here's the 2-1 Allen. Austin takes a fastball, a called strike toward the inside corner at 98 miles an hour. Tough pitch. 2-2. Albuquerque only three hits, but they're all homers. They lead 4-3. Here is the 2-2. Allen chases a breaking ball, and down he goes. Slider, good pitch at 85. Came down and in toward the back foot. Second strikeout for Lawrence. Austin Allen, 1-for-4 with an RBI now. Here's Dramis Garcia. Hit into a force play and walked, and then facing the flamethrower, Julian Fernandez. Got a fastball to his liking and hit it way over the fence in left center field. Prodigious clout by Garcia, which tied the game at the time. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses at a slider. Strike one, 0-1. One out, bases loaded, bottom of the eighth. Vince Fernandez on deck, and if anyone reaches, Kevin Smith would be up. Here's the 0-1 on the way. It's way outside of the backstop. Overthrew the breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Again, lineup shuffling continues. For the Aviators, here's the 1-1 to Garcia, first of all, from Justin Lawrence. He hits a ground ball off the glove of Perez, picked up by Holder, who throws to Lawrence covering, and he is called out at first base. And there are two outs. Pretty close play at first, but he's out. Two down. When the ball was first hit, it looked like a base hit to right. Then it looked like Perez was going to get it, and it ended up with something of a compromise. The ball went off his glove, but Holder picked it up, and Lawrence did what he's supposed to do, covered the bag, and the throw just beat Garcia, and he's the tying run. Two outs for Vince Fernandez. Fernandez is hit by a pitch and goes tumbling over in the dirt. Fernandez has not been retired. He has walked, single, and walked. And he reaches base now the hard way. Right near the right kneecap is where he got it. That's the tying run. Fernandez does have a steal tonight and a steal earlier in the series. Here's Kevin Smith. Singled, hit a new double play, and struck out. Throw to first, and Fernandez back in there. Adam Kolarik gets up in the Las Vegas pen, left-hander. Here's Smith, the stretch and the pitch. Slider swung on and missed. He staggers out of the box. Strike one. Because The tying run is on at first base. And Smith represents the go-ahead run here with two outs in the bottom of the eighth, and Albuquerque leading 4-3. The no-doubles defense in the outfield. Everybody's extra deep in the outfield to prevent an extra base hit. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Broken bat looper. It's going to go into right for a base hit. Fernandez turns at second, heading for third. The throw by Bernard is cut off, and now they've got Smith trapped between first and second, and he's tagged out. Holy moly. No runs. One hit, one left. We go to the ninth inning. Albuquerque 4 and the Aviators 3.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back. Ninth inning. And we'll see what the ninth inning brings. Lately, these ninth innings have been bringing some interesting things. So we'll see what happens now. Albuquerque with at least three examples of questionable base running in last night's game. And now the Aviators. Kevin Smith punched a clutch two-out single to get Fernandez from first to third with a tying run. Fastball strike one. But then Smith was hung out to dry between first and second. 9-6, 3-6. Bernard to Trejo, to Perez, to Trejo. Pitch fouled away. 0-2. And that's how the inning ended. All right, Romero's going to try to throw another scoreless inning if he can and keep it a one-run game. And Bernard takes one low. Slider, 1-2. Winton Bernard grounded out, struck out, flied out, and struck out. Struck out against Aaron Brown last time up. Romero has gone two innings three times before tonight this year. Sliders outside, knocked down by Langoliers. 2-2. Top of the order for Albuquerque. Bernard, then Dom Nunez, and Carlos Perez. Again, Kolarik is throwing in the bullpen, so it could be that they're going to want Kolarik to go after Nunez. Just speculating. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a fastball coming in on him. One out. Nunez coming up. Nunez approaching home plate. Now he's being announced. Yep, here comes Fran. He's going to come get him. So that's good. Miguel Romero will be pulled because of the percentages. I mean, that's the reason. That's the whole reason why Kolarik's throwing in the bullpen to go after Nunez. That's the change now. A very good outing by Miguel Romero. Inning in the third hitless. Considering he'd been gathering dust on for more than a week, he pitched very well. All right, we got a break in the action. Top of the ninth. Albuquerque batting with one out of nobody on, leading Las Vegas 4-3. More action after this.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
All right, welcome back. Okay, here we go. Romero goes an inning and a third. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Kolarik, Adam Kolarik, lefty from Baltimore. Tampa organization, Dodger organization, and now with the Aviators. His assignment to get this left-handed hitter, Dom Nunez. Pitch sweeps outside, ball 1-1-0. Kolarik's fastball 89, 90, 91, basically. Breaking ball. He'll generally get ground balls when he's on with that sinker he's got. Nunez 1-for-3 with a home run, a walk, and he scored twice. Breaking ball is outside. It's 2-0. Adam Kolarik, up and down between Las Vegas and Oakland this year. Been in 8 games for Las Vegas, 0-1 with a save and a 7.2 ERA. Here's the 2-0 to Nunez, hitting 210. He squares to bunt and is nearly hit by the pitch. 3-0. Kolarik, as a lefty with that three-quarter delivery, has a history of getting left-handers out, but left-handers are hitting 286 against him this year at this level. Here's the 3-0 pitch now, and he deals a strike, 3-0, and predictably Nunez taking all the way. Now you got a big power threat on deck in Carlos Perez. See how it all plays out. They're over-shifted to the right for Nunez. He'll be swinging if he likes this one. Here's the 3-1. Fastball, strike on the outside. That's the best pitch he's thrown. Right on the edge at 90 miles an hour. So Kolarik comes back from 3-0 to make it 3-2. 4-3 Albuquerque. One out, top of the ninth. Kolarik set. 3-2 on the way to Nunez. Fastball, strike, 3, called. Same exact pitch at the same exact velocity in the same exact location. Talk about instant replay. There you go. So Kolarik, wow, 3-0 count, and he gets 3 strikes in there. That's huge. 2 down, and here's Perez. Perez against Dungey walked twice and struck out, and against Aaron Brown, flied out to left. And just the whole season is a ground ball to third, but it's a foul ball because it hit Perez's foot, strike one. It's been one of those truth is stranger than fiction happenstances over and over again. Tonight, the quirk, Albuquerque, only has 3 hits, but they're all home runs, and they lead 4-3. Aviators have 8 hits, but they trail. Here's the 0-1 to Carlos Perez. Sinker, that's low. 1-1. When Las Vegas bats in the ninth, and there is more activity in the Albuquerque pens, I don't know that Lawrence is going to stay in. They have the 9-1 and hitter, 1-2 hitters. Nate Mondu, Luis Barrera, Vimel Machin, Shea Langeliers due up fourth. 1-1. There's a one-hopper to second. Grabbed by Mondu from the fringe of the outfield grass. He throws him out. Well-hit ball by Perez. But Kolarik gets the job done. He gets the last 2 outs of the ninth inning, preserving the 1-run margin. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The score, Albuquerque 4, the Aviators 3.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
All right, welcome on back. You know, friends, if you want to catch up on the latest Aviators news, don't miss the Cats at Las Vegas Ballpark with Matt Neverett, for recaps of Aviators homestands and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out The Catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel itself. It's quite a catch. See what I did there? All right. Chad Smith is making his second appearance of the series. Smith, who went to Ole Miss, been around the block a little bit. He is 6'4", 227. He just turned 27 years old about 2 weeks ago from McCalla, Alabama. Came over in a trade with the Marlins in the summer of 2020. Chad Smith. Smith leads the league with 9 saves and no blown saves. He's 9-for-9. His record is 0-1 at 2.57 ERA. Here's the pitch. Bondu swings and misses at a fastball at 95, strike 1, 0-1. Now, when Smith pitched a couple of nights ago, he faced Bondu, and Bondu homered. Now the rematch. Nate tonight, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. He hits a ground ball to second to his right as Holder. He grabs it, throws, and gets him. One out. Bondu 1-for-4. Batter Luis Barrera, who's grounded out, struck out, and walked twice. So Smith is trying to save this one. He's been recalled 3 times this year. Only been an inning and a third in the big leagues, but... Again, he's converted all 9 save opportunities. He's got another opportunity now. He's in his 6th pro year. Here's Barrera, the pitch. Luis takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Smith, after he allowed the home run to Bondu the first night, that was the game that Las Vegas won 9-5. Barrera hits a little dribbler to second, charging his Holder. He scoops and gets his man. Holder with one scoop. The ball never touched his bare hand. He used his glove to scoop it to Perez. Barrera hustling up the line, but he's out. Now it is up to Vimal Machin. Machin is grounded out, flied out, hit into a double play, and single in a run. 1-for-4. Machin faced Smith 2 nights ago and grounded out to second. Langoliers is on deck hoping for a chance. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, ball 1. Well, this is a fitting matchup. The best Albuquerque has on the mound against the best the Aviators have at the plate. Machin 325, 48 RBIs. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Smith. A slider, roll foul right by Langoliers in the on-deck area. 1-1 the count on Vimal Machin. Smith trying to shut out the lights here. And Machin, the would-be tying run, waiting at the plate with a 1-1 count on him. Breeze blowing out to right. Smith with a sign from Nunez. Rocks and deals. Fastball's outside at 88. Ball 2. 2-1. Fairly deep in the outfield. Hilliard a couple of steps toward left center. Bernard well over toward right center. First baseman Perez is guarding the line. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Foul back out of play. Bimal had a good swing at that 96-mile-an-hour fastball and fouled it back. Two balls and two strikes is the count. Aviators down to the last gasp. Albuquerque leading 4-3. Now the next one on the 2-2. Slider, strike three call. That's it. Got a backdoor pitch over the outside corner to end it. And Albuquerque gets his first win in the series, winning 4-3, breaking the Aviators' four-game win streak. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back, friends. Here we go. We are going to give you the totals right here for Albuquerque's win. Las Vegas is still 2-1 in this six-game series against Albuquerque with three games at hand. In the meantime, Albuquerque does collect a win to go to 33-36. They get four runs on just three hits and one error tonight. And they left a total of eight men on base. Las Vegas is now 39-29. They get three runs on eight hits and no errors. They left nine men on base. The winning pitcher in relief, Julian Fernandez, gets his first win. He's 1-2. The save goes to Chad Smith, his league-leading 10th of the year. And for Las Vegas, the loss goes to Aaron Brown. Aaron Brown suffers the defeat. He is now 2-3 on the season. Home runs? Well, that was the whole story for Albuquerque. Alan Trejo, Dom Nunez, and then the game winner, ultimately Sam Hilliard in the seventh. And Las Vegas had a long solo home run from Dermis Garcia in the sixth inning, his sixth of the year off Julian Fernandez. A crowd of 7,509 paid to see the game, 2 hours, 40 minutes in the time. On the postgame show, brought to you by Hash House A Go-Go, we will let you know all about the details of this particular contest, and then we'll give you the whys and wherefores of the Hash House A-Go-Go scoreboard for the PCL and the big leagues coming right up.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Every Tuesday, when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Welcome to the Hash House Go-Go post-game show. One thing to be noted in this three games, or halfway through this six-game series, in fact, this six-game homestand, Las Vegas playing host to Albuquerque. Albuquerque's turned eight double plays in three games against the Aviators. The first five were of little consequence because Las Vegas won the first two games. But the Isotopes weren't finished. They turned three more in this game, and they were big ones. And the Aviators ended up falling one short. It was 1-1 after two. The Isotopes grabbed the lead in the third. Again, all the runs on home runs. They only had three hits. They had a home run by Alan Trejo in the second, a solo home run by Dom Nunez in the third. That gave them a 2-1 lead. The Aviators had an RBI single by Austin Allen in the first to get their first run. When they were down 2-1 in the sixth inning, when Dermis Garcia hit a very long home run to left center to tie the game at two. But then Aaron Brown came in after Parker Dungey had departed after five innings. Brown looked good in the sixth. He had two outs and a man on in the seventh inning. And Sam Hilliard hit the ball out of sight to right center field, his first since rejoining the Albuquerque team. And it was a 4-2 lead at that point for Albuquerque. The Aviators got a run in the seventh inning, and they looked like they were poised to at least tie the game against reliever Zach Lee. When Nate Mondu doubled and then Luis Barrera walked, Bimal Machin singled in Mondu, and that single moved Barrera over to third. So at that point, Albuquerque led 4-3, and the Aviators had runners at the corners with nobody out on the 3-4 and 5 hitters coming up. But that's when Justin Lawrence came in, and that was the turning point of the game. He struck out Shea Langeliers, then he got Billy McKinney to hit into an inning-ending double play. Aviators had another opportunity in the eighth inning, when Vince Fernandez was hit by a pitch with two outs. Kevin Smith single a right. Fernandez went to third. Wynton Bernard's throw across the diamond was cut off by the shortstop Trejo, and they had Smith trapped between first and second, and ultimately Trejo tagged him out. And that was it. So the Isotopes hang on for a 4-3 victory and get their first win in the series. And after the game went the way it went yesterday, this has got to be a very satisfying win, kind of a healing of sorts for Albuquerque after a painful loss yesterday. The Aviators did get a good outing from Miguel Romero, and they got some good defensive plays in as well. And then Dermis Garcia with the home run, and the Aviators, a valiant effort, and they fell just one short. They've still won four of their last five games, and they maintained first place in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division. I'll have some scores for you next, right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
All right, welcome back. Let's check the scores. There's one game still going on in the Pacific Coast League. They're in the ninth inning in Salt Lake with Reno leading Salt Lake 8-3. So if Reno hangs on to any part of that lead, they'll gain a game on Las Vegas. The Aviators are in first place, but they were 3.5 up on Reno when the game the day started, but now the Aviators have dropped this decision to Albuquerque while Reno is winning at the moment, 8-3 in the ninth inning. So if Reno wins, they'll be 2.5 back of Las Vegas in the Western Division of the Pacific Coast League. El Paso, meanwhile, defeated Sacramento. That final was 8-3, the netball game in Sacramento. And as we take a look around elsewhere, the Pacific Coast League, in Sugar Land, Tacoma completed a victory. They've now won 2 out of 3 in that series. They beat Sugar Land by a final score of 4-3 in that one. And in Oklahoma City, the Dodgers beat Round Rock by a score of 6-5. So Oklahoma City was 4 up on El Paso when the night began, and that's going to continue, maintaining that distance as we will go into tomorrow. So now we'll check the big league scores. Meanwhile, the Marlins beat the Rockies 3-2. Braves over the Giants 7-6. The Dodgers earlier today defeated the Reds 10-5. In 10 innings, Pittsburgh defeated the Cubs 8-7. The Twins over Cleveland 1-0, the final there. Milwaukee beat the Cardinals 6-4. The Mariners got 2 late and beat Oakland 2-1. The Yankees beat the Astros 7-6. Baltimore blanked the White Sox 4-0. And the Phillies beat San Diego 6-2. I'll be back with a final word from Las Vegas Ballpark next, right after this.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 2 working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So stinky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Got big plans for the 4th? Get out of town? Hit the lake?
barbecue with friends, all great, all fun. But can you save $800 doing any of them? Probably not. But if you come to the huge Best Mattress 4th of July sale, you can. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Save up to $800 on Sealy, Serta, and Beautyrest. Plus, get up to a $300 free gift on select mattresses. Quick delivery and easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Welcome back. Okay. We'll tell you about tomorrow's game. First of all, it'll be game four of the six-game series and game four of, in fact, the six-game homestand. It'll be Beach Tote Bag Night. First 2,000 fans through the gates tomorrow night. We'll get those tote bags and just in time for summer, so we hope you will join us for that one. The first pitch will be at 7:05. Las Vegas will try to make it 3 out of 4 over Albuquerque and 5 out of 6 overall for themselves. We'll be on at 6:50 in the evening for the pregame show right here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. The matchup, two right-handers, Colin Wiles for Las Vegas, 4-5, and he's coming off a very strong six-inning performance when he beat El Paso. And he's going up against right-hander Riley Smith, who's out of LSU, drafted by the Diamondbacks, and now a member of the Rockies organization. He's 2-1 for Albuquerque coming in. And so that's the matchup for tomorrow. It should be a good one. We hope you'll be here with us. If not, hope you'll be following along, tuning in, and we'll be describing the action for you right here as well. My thanks to Chris Chapman, my outstanding studio producer, for this broadcast back in the Lotus headquarters, and thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Until tomorrow, for Matt and Everett, this is Russ Langer, wishing you all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight Albuquerque defeated the Aviators 4-3. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Correct. Well, you'll notice that a lot of the just more mainstream journalists in general that they were talking about, oh, is it going to be Jabari Smith or is it going to be Chet Holmgren, and not even really focusing on Paolo Banchero until really Thursday in general, I wound up not coming to form. And I do think that it is always a little bit of a lesson in Vegas. Always knows when you do wind up seeing the money come in, it is a case in which something is up. Now, you'll obviously have games in which there's just misreads in general. I'll still go back to what we wind up seeing last season with, like, an LA Dodgers versus LA Angels game. You wind up having a bet place that was, like, very, very large on Reed Detmers to take down the LA Dodgers. Obviously, that